a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes, the dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Somebody actually gave us props for our show.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
If you took these microphones away and had us three sit down here for 2 hours, it's the same conversation.
Yeah. Boring. Our show sucks because all we do is we make jokes and laugh at each other. That's our talent.
Fellas, we're going to start the show and be out of here like flies out of a window. We're going to start this show right out of the dugout.
You know what this show is?
What is it?
It's a 3-hour phone call. That's what it is.
That's radio gold.
That's radio gold.
Fucking glorified phone call.
With bad reception. This is what we do in the show tanks. We just put Jenny on and let her talk about sucking D and all that, you know?
Wacky hijinks.
All right, boys, let's roll.
Yeah, what up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. On the air. Watching David Blaine, everybody, on ABC. He's about to hold his breath for 9 minutes. Right? At the end of the hour?
I don't care. He's gay.
David Blaine is not gay, dude.
He's a retard. He's something.
Wait, he just popped out of the water.
He's anything but interesting.
Anyways, the LunaticRadio.com show. We're going to go quickly to the David Blaine live broadcast of him holding his breath. Something has happened. He has popped out of the water. I don't think that's supposed to happen.
Oh, wait, we got word. He's going to say something, actually.
There we go.
Take this out. Biggie, take this out.
Now, after you get cleaned up,
what did he do? Like, did he achieve his feat?
Yeah, he hung out in a ball of water. It's called swimming.
Stuart Scott, please tell us what the hell's going on.
Yeah, fix that lazy eye.
David Blaine popped out of the water. I don't think that was supposed to happen.
He has also been underwater continuously longer than anyone ever.
But he's got a snorkel on.
Oh, I don't care. All right, we'll go back to it when he's
going
to
hold his
breath.
What does he do if he has to take a piss?
I don't know. This is the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunkle Hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666.
Hit us up.
I don't know why this crap fascinates me. I remember when David Blaine was in that thing of ice, like a couple of years ago.
Right.
And then he did that that thing where he stood on the pole.
Was he the guy
like
that
2 days?
Is he the guy that made the Statue of Liberty disappear?
No, that's David Copperfield.
Oh. Look, his homo buddy's in there with him now. Look, and they're like, they're doing things. See,
that's different, though. David Copperfield's different than David Blaine.
Really?
Yeah, because this guy's actually doing stunts, like realistic stunt crap. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Fucking David Copperfield is making the Statue of Liberty disappear. Like the fucking thing's actually disappearing. You fucking idiots. Who the fuck is believing that? Is there some fucking schmuck in Tennessee going, holy mackerel, the motherfucking made half the city disappear? What is that? At least David Blaine's, like, in fucking water, puts himself in some, like, ice cube or stands on a pole. I can fucking watch that because that's realistic. You know what I mean? Even if it's half of it's, like, bullshit.
It has to be bullshit. It's all I don't know why people get
what, he's not in that fucking thing?
Probably
water?
Not. I bet you he's not.
Come on, dude.
I bet you he's
just
like
being difficult.
He's in like Toledo, Ohio right now, watching TV, eating some Pringles, and laughing.
I don't know.
I don't understand it.
I think your reputation gets shot when Michael Jackson says you're a genius.
You lose.
Didn't like Michael Jackson call David Blaine like God or some shit?
Probably.
See, he's a miracle. I met him in my wishing tree.
Which makes me like, is David Blaine black or white?
Huh?
David Blaine, black or white?
He's gay.
Oh! Okay.
Where's my bell, by the way?
Hey, can I play a game with the listeners? I thought of this while I was driving over here.
Good.
To help spread the word, so it does two things. The listeners have fun, and it helps promote the show.
Yeah.
Everyone on your cell phone, hold down the number 2 key, and whoever picks up, tell them to listen to lunaticradio.com. See, so what that does is, because a lot of people don't know, is if you hold down like a button, that does like speed dial.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure everyone has at least one phone number saved. So the first one is usually the voicemail, so we don't want you calling your voicemail.
Okay.
So hit 2, And then when you hit two, you let it ring. You got to hold it down for a little bit, and then you let it. Then you let it ring. And, you know, if it's your mom or dad, let them know anyways, and tell them you miss them and all that. But you know, spread the word. So I want everyone to do that. Hit the number two key on your cell phone. Hold it down until it dials that stored phone number.
Right.
9 out of 10 times, it's probably someone with A. And then you tell them TulsaLunaticRadio.com.
Give me my cell phone. I'll do it.
Okay. Where is it?
It's right behind you. I'll hold down number two. I don't know what Rock is talking about, but...
Where is it?
Isn't that right behind you?
That's a negative.
Where's my cell phone? Here, I got this one over here.
Let's play Losing the Cell Phone.
All right, I got my cell phone. We're gonna hit the number two. This is your bit.
This is the Rocket bit.
This is Rocket's radio genius right here.
Thinking, I'm having word on the instant message.
This is why Rocket doesn't host the show.
Blaine's Mexican. That's the word going around, but who cares?
All right. We're holding the number two on my cell phone.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. What does that do? Speed two is empty. Okay. It doesn't do anything.
But see, it would have done something.
All right. Anyway, David Blaine is in the thing. When he goes to hold his breath for 9 minutes, we're going to go right to it. On today's show, everybody, I believe we have Filthy Elvis, who is a character, does parodies of Elvis songs and stuff.
Some people know I can't be found stroking it all alone. Why don't you come on over and chow down?
Right, 9-inch Tool. So Filthy Elvis will be on the program. We also have our two comedian buddies there, Rory Karff and Josh Gogan, going to join us. And then we also, don't we have something else? We have Race Car Johnny, one of our listeners from Florida, loves the race cars, loves the hard rock and music. He's going to call in late in the program and do a NASCAR report. And that's when we all just go to bed.
Yo, this is Race Car Johnny.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
That guy's going to call him.
The One Lap Wonder, as I like to call him.
So let's do the college shout-outs, everybody.
Hey, they're fun.
College shout-outs. This is when we like to shout-out the young kids from around the country for tuning into the LunaticRadio.com show. It's got to be finals week already.
Yeah, go home, as Tracy Ullman would say.
So I only have one college shout-out, but it's a new one.
Stanford?
I want to shout out Texas Tech University.
Nice.
Shout out to all the young kids at Texas Tech University holding it down for the Brotherhood.
The Fighting Armadillos.
Like Fat Kev said, the Brotherhood.
The Brotherhood.
So shout out to Texas Tech. And I believe this is the last week for the college shout outs.
Really?
So we're going to retire it until fall when we... when all the kids go back to school.
What about the summer school kids at
fuck them.
Suffolk Community.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
So say goodbye to the college shoutouts, and I wish all the kids studying hard for those finals, do well on your finals, go home, and kill yourself.
What? Don't say that.
I didn't say anything.
I thought you were going to say, like, do well in your test so you don't become like Kieran McCann.
Oh. What?
What?
I'm a fucking god.
What?
I'm a god to myself.
What happened in the past week?
I don't know. All right, so yeah, we got a ton of stuff to do on today's show. I don't even know where to freaking begin.
We actually have things to do this week.
Is David Blaine holding his breath for 9 minutes yet?
I don't... this is so stupid.
Dude, they're handcuffing him to the bottom of the big tub he's in.
You know, if I knew this was happening, we should have did a live, a remote show from Lincoln Center. And, like, what, started knocking on the glass ball.
Yeah, he was already complaining of pain. I'm sure these are not.
He'll be protected by the boots a little bit, but his hands.
All right, so what they're doing now, everybody, if you're not by a TV and you're not watching this right now.
We didn't at the end here. Just
they got David in this big, like, ball, and it's full of water, right?
Cream right now.
He's been in there for a week. Underwater, just submerged. He had a breathing apparatus, so he was breathing, but he was just underwater. I guess at the end of this week, he's going to, one final little to-do, he's going to hold his breath for 9 minutes. And right now they're setting him up to hold his breath. And they have some chains that are attached to the bottom of the little ball.
That's for drama.
And they're going to chain him to the bottom, and he's going to hold his breath. And that's what's going to happen.
That's the drama effect with those. And they're giant chains because this guy could actually break. I mean, those are like probably like 5-ton chains. And they got to chain this guy because he's going to be that strong. It's all for drama.
The Navy SEALs are called Americans.
Shut up, the Navy. I hate when they do this montage crap about David Blaine being a wizard or some crap.
Speaking of wizard, that's what I would have done to the glass ball. I would have went up and with a sharpener wrote, the wizard was here, but in wizard fashion would have spelled it W-U-Z.
Right.
Because that's what the cool kids do.
David Blaine is no John from Orlando.
No. No. Our wizard could kicked his ass.
Right.
David Blaine's got nothing on the beer wizard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I want to say shout out to one of our listeners up here in New York, everybody. Ooh. Her name is Gon Postel.
Yes.
Gon Postel has like an SUV, you know, one of them things that people drive around, costs a lot of money to fill them up with gas and stuff.
Sure.
Well, she took her SUV and what'd she do? She had like a huge like lunaticradio.com logo made?
Yes.
Right?
A vinyl sticker made that you could stick on your car.
Right. It's like a huge... Like, it just reminded me of, like, back in 1995 when all those kids drove the Mustangs and they had, like, Iceman across the front windshield.
Iceman.
You know what I mean?
Well, why are they having Top Gun references?
Or they had, like...
Maverick?
They had, like, No Fear.
Did they have Goose up there, too?
Or they had that one, caricature guy and he's pissing on the Ford.
Yeah, what the hell did that come from?
I don't know. But anyway, Gon Postel has this huge, like, No Fear type logo... But it says lunaticradio.com. It's the big, she has the big LR stamp logo,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she's got the stamp and the text.
Yeah, right on her back windshield there of her SUV. It's pretty cool.
I set up the Illustrator files, as the kids call them, and she had them sent off to the printer, and he made it up.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and actually I have the Illustrator files on the board if you're interested, lunaticradio.com/board.
And now that she did that, I got some emails this week from people going, yo, where do I get that car logo thing?
Yeah. Yo, Kieran, send me some of those, man. What the fuck?
Yeah, I deserve it.
Yeah, everyone's saying on the board, you made like a whole bunch of them, man. What the fuck? Send me one, man. What the fuck?
And I told the kid I don't have any of them.
No, we don't have any. She went out of her way, made them up on her own, spent her own hard-earned cash, and stuck it on her own car.
Right. She was a go-getter.
I'm waiting for someone to be like, what the fuck, Kieran? Get me a car so I could stick this fucking label on.
Yeah, so the Gon Postel thing was really cool. You can check that out on the lunaticradio.com message board. I believe it's also on the website.
Yes, I stuck it on the main page of the website in the news section, as we like to call it.
As we wait for David Blaine to hold his breath for 9 minutes.
It's all drama. Like, right now, look, they're showing him at a beach holding a stick.
Yeah, it's a whole thing, dude. It's a two-hour episode of this crap.
This is David Copperfield's shtick right here. Drama, like setting up for, you know, the 2 seconds of fun.
I agree. It's in David Copperfield in a way, because the whole episode we're watching tonight of David Blaine, it's like a big David Blaine suck cock. You know what I mean? They're just they're sucking the milk in that cock of his for 2 hours.
Right, you don't,
talking about how good he is. I'm doing the hand motions.
You don't need to do that. I got it.
I'm doing the sucking cock hand motions.
Don't need to see it.
Obviously, you're not in the studio. You can't see it. But, yeah, I mean, just kissing his ass for 2 hours. That's what David Copperfield does. Yeah. David Copperfield is all about David Copperfield.
And his hair.
Yeah, and his freaking hand. But he's doing the stunts. This is different than fucking David Copperfield. David Copperfield's like, yo, I'm going to make fucking Rhode Island disappear. Yeah, all right, David, go ahead.
Great.
Do it, pal.
Have fun.
You know, I didn't even notice it was there anyway.
Yeah, pick the smallest state, douche.
Yeah. Pick a smaller state, idiot.
Yeah. Just make Hawaii disappear at you while you're at it, huh?
Yeah.
Faggot.
You could just see some meathead going, yeah, man, that state's small. You're a loser. I can make that state disappear.
I didn't even know it was there in the first place.
Idiot. David Copperfield. Ugh. He's like Michael Jackson, David Copperfield. But he just doesn't touch the kids. He makes the kids disappear.
So
into his pants.
What? Oh. You know, and you got some fucking balls telling me I had nothing. That was like nothing.
Dude,
times 10.
Did Rocket, before the show, we did a little pre-show thing. Rocket was bombing. What does he mean saying a word? If you guys were in the chat room before the show and you were listening to the little stupid pre-show we do, it's not even a pre-show. I don't even know what it is. Rocket just turns on
the
fucking
warm-up.
Feed.
It's the warm-up.
Rocket's just sitting there trying to do jokes. And it's just bombing. It was just silence. Silence. I wasn't even listening. I was watching the TV.
You never listen. So yeah. It's nothing different. I get it all out of my system early.
Yeah. So we got Filthy Elvis coming on the show. And we got actually some remixes, too, we got to play.
Ooh!
And we got to talk about the European crew.
Yes!
What is this about?
Oh, all of a sudden, we're getting European kids checking in. Well, for one, our old buddy Foss has been traveling around the board more often, and Scotsman's new, and Irish Reaver. So Europe is exploding, as they say. And there's some girl in, I think, the Czech Republic. Her name is Dawn. It's kind of weird. She checks into the show as well. And all right. She's up on the Frapper map. For all your kids wondering, well, how do I know all this? We have a map. If you go into the listener forum on the board, at the top there, it's a Lunatic Radio listener map. Right. And you just go in there, and there's a link, and add yourself to the map.
Yeah, so we have this, like, crew thing. Is this like our army? You know, like all the radio shows have the army?
Careful there, Opie.
I'm not being Opie. What are you doing? But, like, all the shows have that. Like, they want their listeners to be in like a group or something.
Well, you know how I looked at it originally?
When we have crews. Thanks. This is what we have. We have crews. Thanks. And there's like a bunch of them.
Okay.
So now we have the European crew.
Yes. Well, because I wanted this show to extend to the listeners. And I felt like showing their general area. I want to get more specific, mind you, but until we get more people, keep to the general areas. Like, hey, you know, you're from there, you're from here, you know, West Coast, East Coast, Midwest, all those fun. So like people are like, yeah, you know. And you meet people from around your hood, you know? So kind of, you know, everyone gets a little bit closer, a little more close knit.
Shouldn't it be just happy, like happy. Shouldn't it just be like north, south, east, west, and then fucking European crew? Five crews, that's it.
It's pretty much it, yeah.
Alright. I don't want it to get like, here's the West Virginia crew. Here's the Rhode Island crew.
Well, look, I mean,
here's the message. I don't want that.
Well, there's a Carolina crew because there's like nine guys from it.
Why can't that just be East Coast?
Because I felt like making a Carolina.
Consolidate.
I felt like making it. I wanted it to be special.
It gets confusing.
I wanted to make it seem special.
Yeah, but I want to know. I want to know what the crews are.
Oh, stop it. You don't even read. You fucking go on the board. Like, look, I'm going to put another naked picture on.
Huh? Why are you complaining?
LOL. This is fun. Look, naked pictures, boobies. This is all I know how to do.
I miss Ronnie Beans.
I can't type.
I miss Ronnie Beans.
So do I. Let's just not do this. Can we just, like, go?
Quit?
Sure, why not?
I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got a lot to do on today's show. I also have another edition of the Opie and Anthony hangup bit on tpsradio.net. I don't know why I do that all the time, but I also got to promote Ray Garcia, our buddy over there, hosts the Sports Buffet. He's doing his crazy, wacky bit tomorrow with this apparatus called the Stadium Pal. Now, the Stadium Pal is a thing I guess you wear on, if you're a man, you wear it on your hammer when you're at the game, watching the game, and you're, you know, slugging down beers. Mm-hmm. The Stadium Pal enables you not to get up. You don't have to get up and go to the bathroom.
Right.
You can just take a leak in the Stadium Pal.
Yeah.
That's what it's called, the Stadium Pal. Well, he also has one for the females. There's one for the females.
This is the best part.
Right. So Ray, and he hosts the show, The Sports Buffet, with Jen. I don't know her last name.
Jen Hong.
Yeah. They call her the Asian Sensation, right? And so Ray and Jen are going to be drinking beers on the Sports Buffet tomorrow night. At what time's their show on? I don't know. 7 to 10 or some
sure.
shit? West Coast?
Yeah, something like that.
7 to 10 on West Coast, tpsradio.net. Anyway, they're going to be drinking beers, and they're going to take leaks in the Stadium Pal.
I think that's awesome. Well, from the Jen standpoint.
Yeah, I actually have here's the clip of me talking about it with him on the... on the Sports Buffet.
Where's Jen tonight?
Jen is actually at a work function, which it actually works out well because I have some exciting news for next week, and I'll spring this on you right now. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of the Stadium Pal?
The Stadium what?
The Stadium Pal, P-A-L.
Stadium Pal. Yeah. No, I have not.
It's a device where if you were to go to your favorite, let's say you were going to a Giants game.
Right.
You're going to go watch Mr. Retard Eli Manning mm-hmm. and your Giants play. You're going to drink a lot of beer, but you don't want to get up from your seat.
Right.
Okay, so what you do is you bring the Stadium Pal. Basically, this thing slips over your Slim Jim. It catheters down to a bag that you attach to your calf. You never have to get up to go to the bathroom.
Dude, are you serious?
I am serious. I contacted the owner, the people that run the company that do the Stadium Pal, and I've managed to get them to send me a male and a female version, which we will be wearing on the show next week.
Wait, Jen's going to be wearing a dildo?
No, the female version works for the female anatomy.
Okay. It's got to look like a dildo, right?
No, actually it doesn't. It has adhesive.
Okay.
Which luckily Jen is very clean down there and won't have any problems with hair.
See, right? This is why the Sports Buffet is the greatest sports talk radio show in the world.
So we're going to do our show and pee.
You don't see Jim Rome doing this stuff.
No. He's afraid to do stuff like this, really.
Dan Patrick ain't doing this shit.
This isn't something you're going to see on PTI.
Right.
You know, this is...
Tony Kornheiser ain't pulling this crap out.
So Jen and I will be strapped into the Stadium Pals and good to go. And we're going to drink a lot to make sure that we have a lot to test with.
Oh, I'm totally tuning in.
For the Stadium Pal. I'm actually going to put a tarp down under Jen because I think there will be some leakage.
That's hot.
I am going to write this down. I am tuning in. Everybody tune in next week for the Stadium Pal segment. Yeah.
The testing of the Stadium Pal.
Yeah, that should be fun, man.
We have
Sports Buffet, great radio show. Ray Garcia is our boss, really. He... You know, he broadcasts a show on his network. So tomorrow night, I believe, it's like, I think it's, what is it, 7 to 10 West Coast? I don't even know what it is.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's 10 to 12 East Coast.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah, it's 10 to 12 East Coast. So they're going to be doing the Stadium Pal test. It's pretty funny. I think it's a funny bit, man.
I just love Ray saying, like, FCC safe. Stick it on your Slim Jim.
Yeah. Yeah. The dude is doing a bit where he's going to be leaking.
Yeah.
It's on like, the show.
Right.
He's going to be taking a piss.
And he's trying to keep it still like...
And he's still trying to use, like, the code words for pee-pee.
Yeah.
What is he doing?
Stay on your Slim Jim. That's my Ray voice.
I can't believe he's making his co-host Jen wear this apparatus.
I think that might be the hottest thing ever. Is that bad?
Her leaking?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm still trying to figure... Her last name is either Hong or Chung. That's my bet. I think I have a pretty good shot here. That's Chung.
I had a bed. Oh, here, I'll figure it out right now.
Wow.
That's her last name.
You suck.
I beat
you
to it.
Suck. You suck.
All right. Don't overdo it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. So the Stadium Pal should be good tomorrow on
that
the TPSradio.net.
So if you like pissing, check it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff, man. It always makes for great radio.
Yeah, TPSradio.net.
Is David Blaine ready to hold his breath yet or what?
I don't know.
Still waiting for this guy to hold his breath. It's 9:30 on the East Coast. I believe he's not going to do it until about 10.
This is worse than American Idol. You know where they, you know, it's an hour show, but they spend the last 2 minutes to actually show the voting.
No.
And they spend the rest of the hour just, you know, showing the past week and what they did and what they ate for lunch and... You know, who's banging who up the ass and things like that.
What they're doing right now on the big David Blaine special is they're showing his training, all the training he went through to hold his breath for 9 minutes. I believe he's only made it 5.5. That's as long as he's gone so far. So I don't know how he's going to do 9 minutes. He only did half that, pretty much.
Yeah.
The hell?
He sucks. He ain't gonna do it. You know, he'll like, yeah, I could set it up right now. He's gonna fake die, and the paramedic's gonna come in, and then they're gonna like do some stuff, and Stewart's guys will be like, oh my god, what the fuck? I don't know what to do. Holy shit, let's go back to Sports Center.
Is this gonna be like,
and he's gonna come back alive.
Is this gonna be like that Geraldo Rivera like expose when they went to go dig out Al Capone's like secret like treasure chests in some building in Chicago?
Yeah.
Remember that back in the day?
And they found nothing.
Yeah, they found nothing. They're just digging through these walls and it was just nothing. I think they found like an empty room. Just an empty concrete room. It was like 2 hours of buildup and it was nothing. That's what this is going to be. He's not going to do it.
Yeah.
You think? I think he cops out. No, Let's take a bet. What do you think? How long does he go underneath the water holding his breath? What do you think?
He's going to do it, but he's going to do the fake death thing.
Fake death thing?
You know, where, like, he dies in there, and the paramedics come in, they take him out, and then they start, like, huddling around him, and then all of a sudden he just, like, comes to. That's what's gonna happen.
Oh, really?
Of course he's gonna do it. If he fails, it defeats he'll never be able to do a show again if he fails. They're like, this is the guy who sucks.
No, that's an interesting take. You think he's gonna hold his breath for, let's say, I don't know, half the time, and then all of a sudden he's gonna, like, fake some convulsions or something?
Yeah.
And they're gonna pull him out?
Yeah, I think he's gonna do it like at 8, like, was it 9 minutes exactly they're looking for?
9 minutes, yeah.
So like 8:55, he's gonna go into his convulsions or what have yous.
All right.
You'll see!
You had a good point, you blew it. You think he's going to
blow my own points?
No, you had a good take on it. You said he's going to like last 4 minutes, and then the paramedics are going to rush in, take him out, and say he had some medical fucking thing going on.
I think he'll do better.
And he couldn't do it. He couldn't proceed with the fucking stunt.
He'll 5 minutes.
That's
on
a
the
good
couch.
Take. I was impressed with that take.
Well, he did 5 minutes on the couch. It was going to last at least 5 minutes. I think that's a pretty safe bet.
I think he makes it 5 minutes. I say he makes it 6 minutes. I'll go 6 minutes, and then he's going to tap out.
More importantly, does anyone care about him?
Well, it's something that's going on right now.
No, I know, but I mean, like, you know.
I don't think anybody cares, but it's live TV. People like live TV, and yeah. We're going to watch it. Guy's going to hold his breath for 9 minutes. Who the fuck does that? No one.
Can we do the ratings next week, like Mike and the Mad Dog, compare it to the
show? Unbelievable.
Yeah, picked up a 1.2. Yeah. Let's compare it to the Yankee game from 82.
Yeah, so we got a lot to do on today's show, everybody. We'll talk about the thread of the week, which is a new thing all the listeners want to do. They want us to pick a thread on the message board, on the lunaticradio.com message board, and deem it the thread of the week. So Rockin' and I have one, and we'll mention it later in the show, I guess.
Sure.
You know, we'll spend some time talking about that. Got the Fat Kev remix. We got to play that. That's hysterical. Porn noises. Some other shit. Just a bunch of crap we got to do on the show. There's actually a lot to do on the show today.
Not really.
So we got two comedians and a guy who sings. And we got you there in the chat room hanging out. All right, so we'll take a break and we'll come back with more lunaticradio.com show, everybody, right after this.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio. And I'm feeling very gassy.
Fine, I'm gonna stand up now. Ron, get that mic there.
Alright, I got the mic.
Alright, I'm gonna go into the middle of the studio, bend over, have my hands on my ankles, and Nicky the Bone is gonna smack me.
Yo, this is gonna have his hands on his ankles.
When I come back to this microphone, I will be in pain.
Dude, you're psychotic. I would
never. You're crazy.
I don't care, I'm doing it for the listeners,
Nicky,
man.
Nicky's hit me with a wiffle ball bat before.
I know the people listening are pissed that we don't have this bit going.
This is almost like Johnny Knoxville-ish.
They're also calling this the worst radio ever.
Is this the worst radio? Eat me!
Yeah, too bad. You're listening.
All right, come bend it over.
Wait, hang on. Let me get this microphone right.
Should I smack him or stick him? Should I smack him or stick him? All right.
We're going. What am I bending?
All right. No, wait. I gotta get the microphone over there.
Right. Nick, did you lube him properly?
All right. The microphone's.
Get someplace to swing, dude.
The microphone's near Kieran's butt.
They're all saying that you're gonna get turned on, Kieran.
You better hit me in the right spot. No!
Right.
Oh my God! Holy crap! Oh my god!
I think he broke something.
Kieran went immediately down to the floor. Immediately.
Oh, there's no need to hit me that hard.
Oh my god!
From my angle, I just saw Nikki's evil face.
That was unbelievable.
Oh my god,
dude, that was like a 400-foot home run right there.
He
was
like, how are you gonna sit?
Holy Christ! That was like two-handed.
You bastard.
Yeah, he ripped into you.
He did rip into me.
Oh. How'd that feel, Kieran?
Oh, man.
It hurt.
Holy Christ.
He stepped into it.
See what I do for the listeners? Damn, you hit me right like on the tailbone.
Oh, man.
You like missed my ass. You hit me on the tailbone.
Dude, that was brutal.
Quick, you got a Woody?
That was one of the gayest things we've done.
You got wood? You got a Woody?
No, I don't have a Woody.
Dude, what was up with that?
With those screams of ecstasy.
I thought you were going to hit him, but I didn't think you were going to like hit him like that.
I know, dude. He whacked. Dude, I saw your face like rear back like a little sense of evil.
Oh, man.
If you hit me that hard, and just imagine what he does to the chicks he buries in the backyard.
Oh, man. That's unreal.
Man, that hurt.
Dude, play that back. I want to hear how that sounded.
You better hit me in the right spot. No! Right! Oh, my God! Holy
crap! Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 ho. Kieran dropped to the ground, like, immediately.
See what I do for the listeners,
like
man?
He got shot by a sniper. He's just
down. You know, man down, man down.
If we don't come through, man, somebody gets punished. That's and it was
right.
me.
Dude, how are you sitting right
and
now?
And then he turned bright red.
I'm half on the chair. I got one cheek.
Dude,
on
at least put a pillow down.
And then he turned bright red.
I got to see my ass, actually, man.
And then I had to stop myself from saying, like, holy S, like, six times. So it just
I know.
Out.
I almost
came out.
Too.
Crack, crack, crack.
Time for the Avenue.
Listening to a future Marconi Award winner.
How was your date?
I killed her.
Ah, told her pussy up, huh?
Jerry McCann on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hi, this is Ray, and I invite you to join myself and Jen, the Asian sensation.
Welcome to Sport Buffet.
On the Sports Buffet, we talk a little sports.
T.O. should give Mike Vanderjack an Angry Dragon.
Talk a little reality television.
I'd reinstate the lingerie bowl.
We talk about whatever's going on in our lives.
They used to call me the Speedy White Sauce.
What do they call you now?
Portly.
And don't forget, we've got the white trash news. Bars and nightclubs in London and other British cities have begun using vending machines that sell sex toys. Listen to the Sports Buffet live Tuesdays, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here at tpsradio.net.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Oh, Nicky DeBonis placed himself in five.
My bitch pie.
Bang in the pie.
Now back to the show.
Are you horny tonight? Does my dick taste all right?
What up, everybody?
Is my balls?
You are hearing the sounds of Filthy Elvis.
Too tart.
And his CD, Filthy Elvis, everybody. And the man, the myth, the legend, the king of filth, joined us on the phone. Filthy, what's up?
Even mother. Evening, fellas.
Hey, what's up, Filthy? What's going on? Can you hear me, Filthy?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. How are we coming through?
You're sounding pretty good to me so far. What's going on with you guys tonight?
Knocking a few back, just hanging around, and I want to thank y'all very, very much for tuning in tonight. I'd like to thank Lunatic Radio for giving me the opportunity to pick up my fans and all.
Yeah.
I even put on some underwear tonight. I'd like to introduce you to the band, but I only got one of them here, and that's my buddy here, Dirty Ernie. He's the keyboard.
Dirty Ernie's the keyboard player?
Yeah.
And he's there with you tonight. Where's Coffee Cake, the bassist?
Oh, the bar.
Cake, that son of a bitch is out with my sister again, that fuck face. And but you know, he's a mighty fine bass player, so all's forgiven, you know. But
there's a big thing going on with Filthy Elvis and Coffee Cake. Apparently somebody's banging somebody's sister.
Uh-oh.
I don't know the whole backstory about it, but they have a little feud together in the band. I don't know, can you explain that a little bit there, Filth?
Coffee Cake started hanging around with my sister three, and you know, a little jealous. I mean, I should have gotten over that in my teenage years, but something still rubs me the wrong way about that fuck. Not a fine bass player, so, you know, if you got a take, you know, all's forgiven for now.
Yeah, right. So, most of your songs, I've, you know, on the CDs, I've been listening to them throughout the weeks and stuff like that, and apparently you portray yourself as the, you know, king of women. You're very misogynistic and stuff like that. Is that true?
Well, I go for a massage anytime.
Not really what I said, Filth. Do you treat women as objects, Filthy?
Well, hell, we're all objects. I mean, you don't have to treat them like an object to get what you want.
But you're the king of filth, so you can do that, right?
Let me ask you on a more existential. What's filth? I mean, come on. Ain't one of my songs most people can't relate.
So, Filthy Elvis joins us on the LunaticRadio.com program, everybody. He has two CDs out. It's called Filthy Elvis and Filthy Elvis 2. Filthy has been played on the Howard Stern Show back in the day.
That's right. Howard, in fact, called soon. They was doing a segment on the show for the top five songs in the country.
And you were one of them?
Dupont was number five.
Nice. I got to... I've been playing the tunes for the last couple weeks on the show. I get a freaking kick out of them because they're just so freaking dirty, and that's the kind of comedy I love. You know what I mean? It just balls out dirty crap, and I love it. I want to play some of these tunes if we can. I want to play Nine Inch Tool right now. You want to explain that one? How that one came about? Nine Inch Tool.
Nine Inch Tool is one of the latest favorites. You know, I mean, it conjures all kind of imagery. As most chicks that come to love it are speaking from experience.
Here we go. It is Nine Inch Tool, everybody. So, Filthy, you got a huge hog or what?
Yeah, it don't hurt to be hung like a gas pump.
See, Filthy, you're hung like a gas
pump. That's awesome. Never heard that one before.
I like that one, Filthy. That was good. See, I'm not like that, Filth. I got nothing down there. I'm like a baby. I got baby balls.
I happen to know that his cock is only 2 inches. From the floor.
Oh, there we go. Black. His cock is only 2 inches from the floor. You might get that caught on a tripwire.
Well, I catch a lot of flagging. Really.
One of my other favorite songs, Filthy, is All Fucked Up. I love this freaking song. This one's featured on the, I believe it's the Filthy Elvis CD.
Self-titled.
Yeah, that'll be Volume 1.
Volume 1. Here we go.
I woke up shaking like a leaf on a tree. I'm all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Filthy, do you get to Vegas much, man?
Well, I've been out there a few times, you know, and Vegas is kind of played out for me. I don't know. It's kind of a little too Disneyland for me, you know. I mean, I just can't. I prefer to hang on the outskirts, you know. I mean, that's where you find the real action. You got to hang around the mini march.
Yeah, Walmart, right? That's where Filthy hangs out.
You know, gas stations. You get all kinds coming in and out of there. I mean, there's Taco Bell's.
Do you bathe regularly, Filthy? Do you take showers and stuff?
What kind of question is that? Of course I do. Every week, whether I need it or not.
I love Filthy, man. He gives it to you straight, people. That's what I'm saying.
That's how we like it.
Yeah. So were you really getting a blowjob during the song, the making of the song Blow Me, Brenda?
Well, you know, I'm something of a...
Filthy, you there? Did we lose Filthy?
Yeah.
Basically.
Go ahead, Filthy. Were you getting a blowjob when you made the song Blow Me, Brenda?
Well, I'm something of a purist, you know, so yeah, to keep it real, I certainly was. You know, I won't say who, of course, because it's kind of romantic, and it sort of became our song. Talented girl, that one, too. A real sword swallower.
Mm-hmm. Was it
hearing that one never fails to stir my loins. That's just... Why don't we play the song right now? Yeah, why don't we get to listen?
There we go. Here's Blow Me, Brenda, everybody, by Filthy Elvis. Is Brenda your cousin? All right, go ahead.
Blow me, Brenda, blow me, sweet.
Blow me
like you.
She's a good cocksucker, Filthy.
I should have had the cameras rolling that night.
Damn right. That 9-inch mule of yours, that hog, you've got a big hammer. I tell you what, Filthy's got it. If it's 9 inches, man, that's you.
Are you getting turned on?
Blow me,
Brenda. Hell, I get turned on every time I hear that. Folks, by the way,
let's take a listen.
The first few strings of Blow Me, Brenda, everybody's hooked.
I've always loved your vacuum mouth, and I always will. Blow me, Brenda.
So wait, was this chick really sucking your dick
it's
while you were
singing?
Yeah, it is. It's a love song, Filthy. That's what I'm thinking.
You're very perceptive there. It's very tender. There's a lot of tender feeling going on here, guys.
Yeah, I'm liking this song, you know, because, you know, when I want my chick to make love to my hammer. That's what I'm thinking. And that's what this song portrays. The chick's making love to Filthy's hammer. The filthy hammer that he has.
I gotta admit, Filthy's, he's got a talent. Chick's sucking him off and he's still singing to the tune.
Yeah.
That's a talent in my book.
Are you strumming the guitar as she's blowing you? Is that what's going on here?
Actually, one of my band members, Big Pig Pete. But him and Styx, the drummer, they're off in rehab. And,
of course.
Yeah. That's where
singing
everybody
while she was doing that.
Yeah. Have all the band members been to rehab?
Hasn't. Probably you too.
I believe they all have.
I mean, it ain't just 12 steps either, is it?
How many steps is it, Filthy? 12.
39?
39. I don't know where I was going with that. Sorry about that. Alright, so that's Blow Me Brenda, everybody, by Filthy Elvis on Volume 1. My love for you, Brenda. I like you. Beautiful song by touching. Filthy Elvis.
Touching.
The touching love song.
Oh, that's hard dick.
I like that end.
Go ahead, Filthy.
You bring a babe home, you pop that one on.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going to play that at my wedding.
I don't think it ain't been done already.
I got to ask you, Filthy, are you a little bit of homophobe? You know, you're homophobic a little bit? Do you like the gay guys?
Hell no. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Like it's your thing. Do what you want to do. Filthy Elvis fantasy era, they're a very, 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 very diverse crowd. You got to live and let live. You don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Right.
So do you mind? You don't mind the guys, you know, blowing each other and stuff like that? As long as they're Filthy Elvis fans.
As long as they ain't blowing me, that's fine.
So, have you ever been married, Filthy?
Several times, I think. I know I got a stack of litter sitting from a bunch of lure types.
The real rock star, here it is.
Here's a question. Do you like the anal sex, Filthy?
Yeah, all guys like anal sex, right? Well, most chicks do.
Yeah.
I mean, it don't make you a bone smuggler or nothing. It's all good, clean fun.
I believe you wrote a song about the anal sex. It's called Hershey Highway, everybody. You want to take a listen to this one, Filthy?
Hershey Highway is a classic and a crowd favorite.
They love this one?
Everybody loves Hershey Highway. Come on. Give it a listen. You'll see.
All right, here we go. Hershey Highway, everybody, by Filthy Elvis.
Give me a chance to make a drink, too.
Go ahead. Go ahead. It's in my face. I'm going to go shoot myself. I want it.
The load. I see it. Hey, try and let this one go as long as you can, too.
Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna take a break and go jack. Her cheeks, all right. So round and so full. And now I get to have them my way. I greased it up, I stuck it in her Hershey Highway. Regrets? Well, I got none. In a heartbeat, the way she cried out for more, she wiggled and took more of my heartbeat. High in the air, her buttocks shone, all wet with sweat. And with KY, I shot my load. That's right, everybody. Hershey Highway by Filthy Elvis.
We got some background singers on there and everything. This is a full blown production.
It is. It's an epic.
It's one bill.
Yeah. Beautiful song. Beautiful song, Filthy. That is a great one, man. That's a classic.
Yeah, it was a pretty big production. We were pretty proud of that one.
Yeah. Of course,
really that was all. You know what I mean?
And of course, that's a take on the. You know who did that song the best was Frank Sinatra. That's what I'm thinking.
Frank Sinatra?
Yeah. Uh-huh. What?
Harrison, come on.
You there? Filthy?
We're talking two different worlds here. Come on, Frank Sinatra.
What, you don't like Frank?
I love Frank, but he'd never sing Hershey Highway.
Well, that was a take on My Way, isn't it?
That's exactly what it is, but it was a bigger hit from Elvis than it was from Frankie, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm a big Frank guy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm trying to get to there, kid.
Well, cool. You got some standards there.
Yeah. Are you concerned about the message you're sending to your audience? You know, with all these dirty lyrics and misogynistic undertones and stuff like that?
You don't want to give me a massage?
Well,
no, not really. I mean, what's the message, really? I mean, have fun, don't hurt nobody, and don't hurt yourself in the process.
Hey, no problem.
Filthy, I heard you're working on a Christmas album. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, we got a couple of songs happening right now. We're working on some of the Christmas standards. We're trying to keep it sexular, you know, so we don't hurt nobody's feelings. We don't want to...
Yeah, you got to be a little touchy with that one, you know what I mean? You can't take the Christmas classics and talk about, you know, I don't know, jingle balls in her face or something like that, you know what I mean?
Sure you can. In fact, we got a couple of great ones going on. We got Blown Christmas, we got Frosty the Blowman, we got Rudolph the Brown-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
We got Dump a Dump Dump. what the hell? We did the take on. We got Blown Christmas. We got this goes on. Let's Have a Hit the Hayride. We got.
Yeah. It sounds like a great album. I'm thinking, man. Good for the kids. It's good for the kids.
Yeah, we like kids.
Kids can listen, you know, but there should be some parental supervision.
Yeah.
We like kids, but we don't want the kids to listen too much.
Yeah, right.
I love kids.
Kids are great.
I love kids. Kids are all stripes and colors. As long as they're somebody else's and they get to go home with their mamas, you know what I mean?
We like right. Kids with stripes.
Right.
Kids.
We don't like crying kids,
no,
right, Filthy?
No crying kids.
Especially crying kids. No. Damn, that pissed me off.
Yeah, crying kids.
They go home early. Yeah. They go home early.
So, Filthy, out of all the, the massive archives that you have of songs and parodies of songs, what is your favorite one?
Well, you know, they all mean different things to me in so many different ways, but... If we're getting close to the end here or anything, I guess you could sum it all up with The Wonder of Me.
Tell us a little bit about it. What's The Wonder of Me about?
Well, The Wonder of Me is like, say, all about me. You know, how great it is to be a filthy Elvis.
It's not about, like, your cock or something like that?
Oh, no, come on. I mean, you gotta have more in your bag than just fuck, fuck, fucking cock, cock, cock.
Really?
I mean,
really? You really do?
I thought that's all it is to life.
Because I do
a radio. Sure. Listen,
wait a minute,
songs there. I mean, every one of them is a story song. Every one relates to something.
Yeah.
Karen likes the cock.
I do a radio show every week about
sucking
porno
cock
and porno chicks. That's all I do.
Well, listen, y'all will listen to pubic hair. There ain't a single curse word in there. In fact, I think the worst word is the word I say in there is vagina.
How dare ye?
That is the dirtiest of dirty.
What is he doing?
But it's a funny damn song.
That's all right. Counts.
Let's take a listen to The Wonder of Me by Filthy Elvis, everybody. Here we go.
When I'm looking in the mirror, I'm so impressed with what I see. See you.
the Elvis, everybody.
Hey, you put this one right. This one got a big whiz bang ending on it.
Does it?
Yeah, man.
Everybody was dancing to that one.
Oh, here we go.
Love it, man.
Here we go. Let it ride.
Nice.
This here's my fan affair. I recognize it.
Everybody.
How's that for polishing panache? Is that big enough?
That kicks some ass. That's, you know, big time stuff right there.
Kicked ass and took names.
The people.
Hey, you know the song right after there, A Little Less Conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, the other song,
oh, that's a TV show now? Theme song for a TV show?
Yes, it is. Las Vegas, isn't it?
That's right, as a matter of fact.
Wow. Yeah.
The apple don't fall very far from the tree.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. And I got to tell you, when we played that last song there, Wonder of Me, everybody in our little chat room here was dancing.
They loved it.
It's a solid tune, isn't it now?
It is, man. I'm telling you. Filthy, everybody, has a also an animated series in the works. Is that correct, Filthy?
Well, you know, I'm trying to. It would be nice if everybody, you know, somebody out there with really deep pockets would recognize that potential and wanted to get an animated cartoon series going, you know, like the Monkey Fellers, except this could be way cooler than that.
Right. It could be like, you know, dirty, and it could be on, like, HBO. That's what I'm thinking.
HBO, MTV, oh, man, any one of them fuckers.
FilthyElvis.com is the website. Everybody, you can also check them out on MySpace.com/FilthyElvis. I have two copies of Filthy Elvis Volume 1 and 2 here, everybody. And I am going to give this away to one lucky listener of the LunaticRadio.com show. What do you think about that, fellows?
They love it. Look at the chat room. They're all, like, dying for this. It's awesome.
I don't know. You sure you want to give them two copies away? You might want to use them for reference for what I've been hearing about you, Kieran.
Well, yeah. I don't get laid, Filthy. That's what happens, you know? I'm not like you. I don't have the 9-inch hammer.
Well, you don't need a 9-inch hammer, but you got to take both hands out of your pockets from time to time, unless, of course, you cut both pockets out, and I totally understand.
Well, that's what I do, Filthy. That's how I roll. I pocket pull all the time.
Okay.
I do it all the time, too. I hear you, brother.
I got to say, John the Beer Elf in the chat room wanting that CD, he's like, he's holding up signs, like, I want it. So, looks like this thing's going to be in high demand on the, you know, the listeners.
Well, we're going to have to make the listeners do something very nasty for the Filthy Elvis CDs.
Yeah, we're not just going to give this away.
Give them hell. Give them hell, Elvis.
That's right. That's how we roll, Filthy. That's how we roll.
Yeah, man.
All right.
And you know what? Once you get somebody in there, do like I did on Blow Me Brenda. Turn on the record button.
You're damn right, Filthy.
That's right.
You're damn right.
We're going to make a porno, and we're going to put Filthy Elvis on in the background.
And there's going to be fucking donkeys in it, and 30 chicks, and a slip and slide, because that's how we roll.
Star.
Donkeys.
Y'all want to be on radio, honey?
Yeah, we like doing all that stuff.
We don't like people seeing us, Filthy.
We just, yeah. We just stare at the hot chicks. That's all we do.
Yeah, we're filthy. That's what we are. We're filthy.
Well, hey, then it shouldn't much matter whether they're hot or not. I mean, if they're ready to go, they're ready to go.
It's true.
Sausage, no matter what.
That was profound. That was poetic.
That's right. FilthyElvis.com is the website, everybody. MySpace.com/FilthyElvis. Filthy, can you buy the CD on your website?
You sure can. And in fact, y'all should.
Well, there you go. Go get it, everybody.
All right.
I want to thank Filthy Elvis and the rest of the boys. Is coffee cake there?
In fact, the cat just dragged coffee cake in a few minutes ago. He's been sitting here, but he ain't got much to say as usual. He's a little timid in front of me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. He's still, you guys,
being by my sister and all.
You guys know? Got that thing going on with the sisters. I don't know.
Elvis, all I got for you is a little stink finger from your sister, man.
Excuse me, fellas, but I'm going to have to go kick coffee cake's ass.
Go ahead. Fight him right on the air. I want to play this.
This son of a bitch needs to straighten out from time to time. I told him I'm the only one. We grew up together. And, you know, and I'm the only one who really wants to deal with my sister.
Yeah.
And it just rubbed me the wrong way that someone was trying to move in on my turf. You know what I mean?
Hey, Elvis, you know what I do, your sister?
Hey, coffee cake, fuck off.
Like you.
Hey, coffee cake.
You know what's the problem when he shows up?
You know what this guy's giving me? This guy's starting to piss me off now. Coffee cake, you want to keep your job?
Fire him, Filthy. That's what I'm thinking.
I can't fire him. He's too fine a bass player, but I got to straighten him out from time to time.
At least put your bag on his forehead and show him who's dominant.
Yeah.
I'll give him a bag, all right.
You tell him.
I want to thank Filthy Elvis and the boys, Coffee Cake. And who's the other guy?
Hey, Dirty Earl, fucker, will you? Thank you very much.
Dirty Earl. Yeah. I want to thank all the boys from the Filthy Elvis crew.
Yep.
FilthyElvis.com is the website.
Sure.
Filthy Elvis Volume 1 and 2, all the CDs, everybody. Go out and cop them. Filthy Elvis, thank you for joining us on the LunaticRadio.com show.
Hey, you fellas are top shelf. Thanks a lot for having us. I want to give a shout out to my Hot Rock Babe manager, Jill Morrison. Maybe one of these nights she'll be interested in a little pleasure before business. And I'd also like to give a shout out to my boys over there at Looney Tunes CDs in West Babylon. Keep busting them CDs out, fellas.
All right, man.
Looney Tunes. We know Looney Tunes.
We love the local people.
Local references.
Looney Tunes has been mighty good to me.
That's right. Glad to hear. Glad to hear, Filthy. Best of luck with the CDs and the rest of your career, man. I see things huge on the horizon for Filthy Elvis.
You know, I got the same feeling, fellas. In fact, my loins are swelling just thinking about it.
Right.
And I want to thank you again very, very much.
All right, Filthy. Take care of yourself.
Thanks a lot,
later,
guys.
Fellas.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Okay.
Wow.
Can I say something?
No.
Okay.
All right, everybody. That's Filthy Elvis. Great guy. Let's take a break. We'll come back, regroup, and more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
This is the Angry White Guy, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. We love boxes, boobies.
Like that bitch. Yeah. Yeah. website or message board to find out how you can join in, interact with the show live. That's right, live. Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern. Be there, bitches.
And now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
Yeah, what up, everybody? Red Hot Chili Peppers. This is their new one, everybody.
This is what the kids are throwing on their iPods.
Yep. Not bad, man. I like it. Not bad. It's LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-566. No Ronnie Beans this week. He's still off, but he sent us some drunk calls, I think. Yeah. FilthyElvis.com. MySpace.com/FilthyElvis. Gotta tell you, the listeners were the funniest. The listeners helped us.
They were great.
Helped us on that one. Wow.
Sometimes the listeners take over the show.
Filthy's a talented guy, I'll give him that. And he was also nervous for coming on the show. He was nervous to come on this show. I don't know why, but he was.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why. Yeah. But, you know, it was his phone. It was his phone. Let's blame it on the phone.
It was a phone issue.
It happens
time to time.
It happens.
All the old school LR listeners know sometimes the phone craps out. Sometimes things like that happen.
Right.
You know.
Filthy could have been speaking Vietnamese.
I thought he was.
Oh. All right. Maybe he was. I don't know. Anyway, it's the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody. Yeah. I want to thank all the listeners.
Yes.
By the way, Monty. You remember Monty we had on the show last week? Everybody?
I sure do, Kieran.
She tried to call in during last segment.
I took a guess that I think it was, she didn't mean to call us. I think it was like a wrong number. She might have like went through her recent calls and hit the wrong button by accident.
Yeah. Monty is hot.
She's
Monty
fantastic.
Is a radio DJ out of West Palm Beach, Florida. She's on like a pop station down there, I believe. And actually, Rocket and I this week, I was doing some bills and I was listening to her during the day. And I called up Rock. I was like, yo, listen to Monty. She's on the pop station. You can get it on the internet. So Rocket and I are sitting there listening to fucking Howie Day. Fucking
like retards.
Like fucking ludicrous.
Through the stream on the internet, listen to a pop station out of Florida.
Yeah.
South Florida, you know, middle of nowhere, like whatever, what the fuck, you know.
Listen to fucking Nick Cannon.
And we're like, yeah, I wouldn't listen to this if I was paid. But because there's some hot chick that DJs it,
yeah.
You know.
And she was on our show last week, so now we gotta listen.
And then we went as far as trying to call her to see if like we could talk to her.
Yeah, we wanted to call up Monty, she wouldn't pick up the fucking phone.
Yeah, so Monty, if you're listening by chance, A, call us back. B, next time we call in, pick up the damn phone.
Well, how does she know it's gonna be? How does she know it's us?
Well, pick up your line. I don't know. I want to find out.
I think that's what I thought. I thought DJs, when you call the hotline number, they pick up the phone.
Hey, what's up? You're talking to Love 995. What do you want to do?
Hey, got a request for you. Oh.
I want to request some Rolling Stones. Hey, man, we don't have that. How about you request, like, Stained? That's what they do with these request lines.
Yeah,
so Monty, I don't know why she called us. I don't know what she had to say, but whatever. Call back.
I left her a message basically saying, I'm assuming this was a wrong call, but if not, call us back.
Yeah.
She goes by the name of Monte Carlo,
yeah,
which is funny.
By the way, let's bring back the funny to the show.
We're going
to
try. Here we go.
And this is all thanks to one of our listeners. His name is Edgar. I believe he's from Wisconsin, right?
Edgar, not Edgar.
Is it Edgar or
it's
Edger?
Edger.
Edger.
Edger. The guy's going to like give up on the show if we keep calling him Edgar. It's Edger. Edger.
I'm sorry. I have to keep track of everybody's name.
Yeah.
Edger.
I have no problem.
Edger from Wisconsin. That's because you're weird. Edger from Wisconsin made a Fat Kev remix.
This is classic, kids.
Now, Fat Kev is my brother. He speaks in third person. He does the drunk calls. He's very famous for the drunk calls. He's the man who said, Laguna Beach! Made that famous. Everybody knows who Fat Kev is. If you're a new listener to the program, go back and listen to the old shows. You figure out who Fat Kev is. So, Edger sent this one in, and it's pretty funny. So, here's the funny back into the show, everybody.
Yo, what's up? It's Fat Kev. Fat Kev,
Yo, bitches. What's up? It's fucking goddamn. Goddamn loves fucking vagina. Goddamn likes vagina. Goddamn ain't no pussy. Goddamn loves fucking vagina.
I like fucking shoes.
Yo, what's up, dipshit? Yo. Fat Kev.
It's your family, Fat Kev.
It's fucking Fat Kev. I'm gonna go shot off on the fucking brothers. We're gonna be Fat Kev, we're gonna be
Jenny Blondie.
Ronnie
got a fucking great cock. Ronnie Bean is fucking huge cock. It's so fucking good. So fucking good. Oh my god.
I like to take
it
in the back of my throat.
Holy shit, dude.
Dude.
Yo, what's up? It's fucking back in.
Fucking great, dude.
That's awesome.
Shout out to Edger for putting that together. That was one of our listeners from Wisconsin.
Fantastic.
The Fat Kev remix. Fat Kev ain't no pussy. That fucking line made the whole thing for me.
I love that shit.
I don't even remember that when he said that during a drunk call.
Fat Kev's a genius, and he doesn't. He may, like, I'm sure he realizes like the power he has, but he probably doesn't realize the level of genius he has and what he does.
By the way, Fat Kev doesn't know he has fans.
Yeah,
he doesn't. He doesn't know anybody on the show thinks Fat Kev's cool. They don't. He doesn't know that people like call up to the show and do impersonations of him and stuff like that. Fat Kev.
It's going to get to the point that people are going to go up to him and ask for autographs. Be like, Fat Kev don't give out autographs for free.
Fat Kev ain't no pussy. Fat Kev loves fucking vagina. Oh, man. You know, it was one thing back when I went to Vegas a couple weeks ago. I rolled out of a strip club at like 7:30 in the morning with my buddy Damon. And when you roll out of strip clubs, usually the strip clubs in Vegas are like on the back streets, like right off the strip, but it's like the ghetto. Once you get like one or two blocks off the strip in Vegas, you're in the ghetto.
Sure.
And that's where the strip clubs are. So me and my buddy Damon rolled out of the Crazy Horse at 7:30 in the morning, which is a trip, by the way. When you roll out of a pitch black, dark, fucking smoky strip club and you open that door and the fucking sun is blaring in your eyes.
You gotta put your hands up over your eyes. You're squinting.
Yeah. All fucking thoughts of I'm a fucking loser pop right into your head. You know what I mean?
Really? I think that's like that's a good night.
That was nothing. I was not proud of that. I would have been proud of the night if I rolled out and it was still dark out. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I rolled out of strip club and it was fucking bright as hell. So anyway, Damon and I were like, what the fuck do we do? Because we didn't know how to get back to the hotel room. We were just like, I think the hotel is fucking west. So we just started walking west. And on the back roads of fucking Vegas, they have like these circulars. You know, like the little circular you get in the mail? It's got like all the house, like the real estate and stuff?
Sure.
Well, Vegas has it for hookers.
The penny saver they for
have,
hookers.
And they have like tons of different kinds. They have like tons of circulars just for hookers and escorts and shit like that. So I'm sitting there rolling by all this crap. And I'm like, I'm just going to grab all the fucking circulars I can find. All right? So I just grab them and I roll up to Kev's fucking hotel room.
Right.
Kev's passed out fucking 7:30 in the morning. And I take all the gay ones and the hooker fucking circulars and I dump it on Fat Kev. So Fat Kev woke up with fucking gay circulars like stamped to his face. He's like, what are you doing, dude?
What the fuck?
Stop with the gay shit. I'm trying to sleep.
This isn't Coors Light.
Yeah. He was in Coors Light heaven, and he had fucking gay circular magazines shot into his face at fucking 7:30 in the morning.
I'm still trying to get a grasp on this whole, like, flyer. Do they have, like, coupons? Like, do they have, like, the little dotted lines around, like, 2-for-1 deal?
Oh, yeah, and, dude.
That's great. I want a coupon.
It's like, you see the circular when you go home. It's, like, got all the houses in it, you know?
Yeah.
It's all hookers.
I want
just
a
picture hookers.
Can someone give me a horse coupon? I want a horse coupon.
Yeah.
I want, like, a blowjob and, like, anal bang for, like, you know, half off or something.
By the way, I didn't make it back to the hotel with all the circulars in hand that I grabbed. I was dropping them at the valet. I was dropping them on the ground. I was dropping them in the fucking the elevator on the way up to Fat Kev's hotel room. I was fucking dropping circulars all over the joint.
You said you were dropping stickers also in Vegas.
Yeah.
You brought some stickers to Vegas. Right now they're on the road somewhere.
Yeah, right now there's like a lunaticradio.com sticker stuck to like the fucking Vegas strip. I was dropping stickers all over the place.
Literally on the strip.
I was all fucking hammered, rolling around with fucking... I'm just a loser. I got Lunatic Radio stickers in my back pocket.
I'm Kieran McCann, Lunatic Radio in Vegas. Here we go.
Yeah. Like a fucking bumper stickers, like a free get laid card or something.
I'll trade you a flyer for a sticker.
Fucking toolbox. Yeah, so the Fat Kev remix was fucking
that
game,
is awesome.
Dude.
Big ups to Edger on that one, dude. You came through.
By the way, I wanted to mention this. We used to do a promotion back in the day. It was like a spinoff of the old Tiger Woods, like the Nike commercial, I Am Tiger Woods.
Yes.
We used to do the I Am LunaticRadio.com, and all the people used to, you know, call in and say, you know, hey, this is fucking Tom Jones from fucking Arkansas, and I Am LunaticRadio.com. I want to start this back up. Because now I feel like we have some more listeners, more eager listeners.
Sure.
People like to get involved with the show. People right. are always asking us, how can we get more involved with the show? I mean, I don't want to go crazy. I don't want to do something nuts. This is something easy right here. All you got to do is call the drunk call hotline, 206-202-5666, right? And you say, hey, this is so-and-so from wherever you're from. And then you say, I am lunaticradio.com. I will take that. And we're going to use them for promos. Right, Rocket?
That sounds good.
It's the IAmLunaticRadio.com promotion. Right? Because this show's just not about the guys on the air. It's about the people who listen to it. We all make funny together. You know what I mean? There's no egos on this show.
No!
We're not trying to be fucking Howard Stern. We're not trying to be fucking Mike D. Because Mike D is huge, by the way. That guy's fucking enormous. He's bigger than Stern, that guy. Hold on. Okay. Yeah, so we're not trying to be huge people. We want everybody to work together. So this I Am LunaticRadio.com promotion is a good thing. So call up the drunk call hotline, 206-202-LOON. That's 206-202-5666, everybody. Say, hey, this is Joe Smith from fucking Georgia. I Am LunaticRadio.com. All right? Do that.
The drunk call has become more of like a multi-purpose line.
It is. That's
it's,
what we use.
It's an everything line now.
Yeah. It's not just the drunk call hotline.
Just
we
fine.
Utilize it. We get fucking instant messages throughout the show. People asking, how's the show going? This is how the show's going.
Yeah. We can just sum up the show right now. It's just the worst show ever.
That's not that bad.
You take look, forever to say nothing.
My sounds don't even like start.
I know, nothing's working today.
The chat room is not working either. So if Ray, if you're listening, let's pay the bills, buddy. The chat room sucks tonight.
It's not working, the chat room?
It keeps freezing up.
All I know is I see some huge cleavage in the chat room.
Tonight. Yes. Yes, we like cleavage.
Yeah.
That always, oh, wait, we can't talk about chicks that much. We get complaints now.
People complain about the show?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we got the, what else we got to do, Rocket?
We have...
Oh, we got to take a break. Fuck.
Really?
Yeah, because we got Rory Karf calling in.
Why do we have to take a break for Rory?
Rory Karf is doing a comedy, lunaticradio.com comedy night this weekend, I believe, right?
Yes.
In North Carolina?
I don't know why he's calling Lunatic Radio night, because... If this is any indication, he should just call it, you know, the Rory Karf night, and he'll probably be better off.
All right.
There's no reason to be calling LunaticRadio.com night.
All right. So let's do a break.
Okay, great.
Because we're Red Bar Radio. Oh, by the way, you're listening to Red Bar Radio. Oh, I love that guy. That guy's so funny. That funny show. All right, take a break. Come back, more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Check out this and more in the chat room at tpsradio.net with the LunaticRadio.com show.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
Time for me to fly.
Hang on.
Time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
I could see you.
What up, everybody? It's the LunaticRadio.com show. Sucking major ass today, by the way.
Nah, we're going to pick it up. I feel like we're going to pick it up.
Emails to the show, LunaticRadio.com, Drunko Hotline. Fuck it, you know what it is.
I'm getting a hard on, so I think we're picking it up.
I'm your host, Cameron McCann. Alongside me today is the Cube producer, Rocket. Joining us on the line, everybody, is our favorite comedian. Well, one of three. Rory Karff. Rory, what's up, playa?
How's it going? They call me the show saver.
That's right.
I had a nickname in high school. The show's tank and throw me on there.
Fucking radio gold.
Buddy. Let me help you out.
That's right.
Yeah, Rory and I, we were talking to Rory during the break about how the show's going today. And we're saying it's not going too well.
No, I just started tuning in about 10 minutes ago. What went wrong with Sophie Elvis?
It was the phone. It was
the phones.
It was technical issues.
We'll blame it on the phones, Rory. That's what we're going to do.
Well, yeah. that was the issue, right, Kieran?
Right.
That's not what you guys said during the break, though. I think your exact quote was, Filthy Elvis sucks balls.
That's not what we said.
It wasn't?
You're paraphrasing.
Oh, all right.
It was a longer thing there.
Yeah, it was a longer statement.
So, Rory, what's going on, playa? How's the baby doing?
It's doing good. My wife is actually Lauren. She's in the living room right now dancing with the baby. It's the baby really likes it when he move around and bounce. And one way she's been trying to exercise is by dancing in the living room. And she's starting to look pretty good again. Shedding those pounds.
She's getting back into shape, huh?
Yeah, it's really weird, but I do find it strangely erotic when she dances to songs by the Muppets with our child in hand. It's quite erotic.
Like that Menomina song?
I don't know. Right now she's dancing like Alvin and the Chipmunks. But
that's hot.
Rory Likey. It's my version of Barry White.
Rory is the sickest motherfucker I've ever known.
He's just one giant obscurity.
He is. With every phone call, he becomes sicker and sicker to me.
Which is what we like.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the guy that less than 4 weeks ago called the drunk call hotline while my wife was giving birth in the delivery room. And less than 4 weeks later, I'm already off of your MySpace top 8.
Really?
Filthy Elvis was like your number one.
Yeah.
Well,
you guys are What Have You Done For Me Lately type of show, aren't you?
Yes. Right. That's how we work.
There's absolutely no loyalty. I'll have to call you from my comedy show this weekend. But I got my mom here. Hold on, let me punch her in the face for you guys.
Back in the top 8.
There it is. Top 8. Welcome back, buddy.
We do actually get complaints from people about the top 8 issue. I don't know why. People love the top 8. Like, if you're in somebody's top 8 on MySpace, it's like a big deal.
It's only for guys that were losers in high school. I think that's really it. It's a way to try to pretend like you're cool.
Can I just bust in here real quick? I just have to point this out in the chat room for all you kids out there. One of our listeners is just showing massive cleavage. So if you're not in the chat room, get in there. One of our fine female listeners
just showing off the goods, as we like to say.
Which female listener?
Sabrina the Boobs, actually, is her clever name. She just stepped away for a moment, but she's been getting closer and closer to the camera, and we're seeing that fantastic little space there, the fine little cleavage, if you will. See, when the show gets bad, we just start looking at the chicks, and it makes us feel better about ourselves, and we start focusing on the chicks, and therefore we just start talking about the chicks,
right.
And we ramble.
Okay.
But radio is not a visual medium, I thought.
Right, Rory, that's my thing.
Well, this is for me. I don't care. This is
you
just
guys
for me.
Do the show for yourself.
No,
I do it for me.
Rocket just does it. I don't know why Rocket even comes.
I just look at the boobies. Thank you.
Yeah.
I love the show last week, man. I thought the show last week was great. You guys had some great guests on last week.
Look at him trying to get back in the top eight, Karen.
Oh, yeah.
Adam Ferrara, Jessica Kirsten. She was really, she's really nice, actually.
Yo, I didn't know Jessica Kirsten's stepbrother is that guy from Scrubs, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah, wasn't that Jenny Blowjob's department to give you guys some research?
You know, I talked to her about that. I was like, yo, Jenny, why didn't you tell me that Jessica Kirsten's brother is the dude from Scrubs? And she's like, I knew that. I was like, yeah, why didn't you tell me before the interview? I was in Vegas all week. I didn't know.
She just gives, like lots of needless sexual information. Like,
yes.
She sucks a mean cock. Well, anything else you got about her? She doesn't use teeth. All right, we get it. The blowjob. It's your gimmick. We got it. Any information on the actual guest, though?
Her teeth don't scrape.
Yeah. LOL.
That's right, Jenny. She gives a great blowjob.
I saw Scott Osacek last week.
Scottzo!
I saw him, and he, Josh, and I were all talking, and we were talking about the show, how you were talking about you didn't get laid in Vegas, and you really haven't gotten laid in 8 years, and he thinks it might be shtick, like it might not be true.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't mean to keep harping on this, but at first I thought you were just messing around, but...
It's not. And you know
what? Are
you
sure you're just not trying to get, like, a legend started on radio?
No, this is not my way to make it to XM radio or anything. It's not shtick, dude. It's fucked up, brother. But whoever, if you're out there and you think this is like shtick, it's not. It's a fucking struggle.
Lauren just handed me the baby, saying, no. I think
he pooped. Nice.
Yeah, get some of that cell phone radiation all over the kid. That's what we want.
Hey, let me bring this up. My wife was quite the slut in high school. She'd be happy to bang you. Happy. Whoa. For a lunaticradio.com sticker.
Do that.
Let me just throw that one out there for you. Will that get me in the top eight for like 2 weeks?
At least 2 weeks. I'm
like,
thinking.
Yeah, Rory's wife gave me sex for free. But we've gotta get like Filthy Elvis in the top eight.
Roy, I got to mention this. When Laura and I are going to be like romancing, you can't watch.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't want to do that.
some reason I thought your sick bastard wanted to watch or something.
No. Look, as long as you can go longer than 30 seconds or commercials in between prison breaks, you'll be sexually satisfied, let me tell you.
Yeah. No, I'll be in and out.
Look at Rory helping out a guy. It's so kind of him.
Rocket, you guys hang out like outside of the radio. I mean, what's going on? Like, why? Is this true? I mean, have you seen Kieran in action? Are you like waiting for marriage? What's the deal?
No, I'm waiting for a vagina. That's what
he's no. He has no game. He has no game. He doesn't like talking to people. He's an antisocial motherfucker.
But you have all this game on the radio.
Who?
Yeah, but
Karen.
I have a microphone in front of me. Everybody becomes a genius when they have a microphone in front of them. You know what I mean?
I don't know.
The microphone gives me like confidence for some reason. I don't know.
So just walk around with a microphone.
I know. That's what I should
do. Go to a bar with a microphone.
Walk around with a microphone, and I'll be all good.
Hey, what's your name? Give her the microphone.
You should just tell chicks for religious reasons. Or tell them, or, you know, play the gay thing up. And then when the chick will want to try to turn you, and then you tell her that she's so special, she might be the one. And then you'll get laid. But if you say it's because you can't, I mean, they're just going to think something weird.
You know what? We talk about this a lot, and I'm probably boring some of the listeners, but...
Fascinating, actually. We were talking about It is. That's the most interesting things I think you guys talk about when you talk about like your personal life.
I agree. I can talk about the fact you're
interesting shit. If someone hasn't got laid in 8 years, I mean, what's more interesting, that or fucking filthy Elvis? I want to hear.
You got a point, Rory.
Be nice. Be nice, Rory.
That's no knock against filthy Elvis.
Yeah.
But I want to hear. I want to hear non-filthy Kieran for the last 8 years.
Yeah. Right.
What went wrong?
You know what? I am. I'm addicted to masturbating. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
That could be a problem. It lowers your libido.
Ugh. He doesn't even try, though. Like, he doesn't even, like, try and, like, some chicks at a bar. He won't even, like, just see. He doesn't throw, like, the fishing line out just to see what he could grab. Nothing. He doesn't even make any
attempts.
Maybe
bars aren't the right place.
Thank you.
Yeah. But whatever. Just try something.
What about, you know, online dating? Have you ever tried that?
Negative, dude.
Oh, speed dating. Why don't you do one of those speed dating things?
Negative.
Why not?
Why is that negative?
Because speed dating, for one, I will not talk. I don't care.
Bring the microphone.
If I have a microphone,
yeah,
I'll talk.
Online, why not just date online?
You know what? I don't like that either, because you gotta, like, fucking pump yourself up. You know, you gotta type a lot, and you gotta, like, sort of, like, sell yourself to people. I don't like selling myself to people. That's the thing.
But it's for a vagina.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what it's for.
It's important in life. Then, if you're a straight heterosexual guy, then sweet, sweet vagina.
Dude, it works both ways. Like, if I've been at a bar and I've had a girl come up to me and been like she's giving me her, like, resume and shit. She's like, oh, I'm into this, I do this, and I'm like, shut up. I don't care. You know what I mean? I don't like that. I don't like that small talk, that fucking resume speech that everybody has to do when you meet somebody. I hate that. I just can't.
You don't like games, then. You're not about games.
No, I'm not about games. I'm about fucking.
Low job does not play any games. Maybe she's the girl for you.
I'm going to fly to Reno, and Jenny's going to blow me in my car. Or in her car, by the way.
That doesn't count,
sounds
though.
Sounds like the relationship you'll tell your, the meeting you'll tell your kids about.
Yeah.
How you met their mother.
Yes. She blew me in a Honda.
And your mother's name is Jenny Blowjobs.
Yes, that's right.
But don't you just want to, like, just have sex to have sex? You know?
Yes, of course I do.
So then why do you care about what they talk about in the resume crap? You deal with it.
But
for
you're
the night.
I'm just fucking reiterating what you just said. You're like, oh, he doesn't even talk to chick. That's why I don't want to fucking do that.
You know what? You have that little patience. You can't just deal
yes.
with them.
Yes.
Stop it. You're just that's an excuse. That is just an excuse.
By the way, Rocket is a pimp, everybody.
I'm not. Really? I just love women. That's all, Rory. I don't call it a pimp. I just love all women.
Rocket is a.
You know how I got my wife to bang me? We banged on our second date. And the way I did it was we went to elementary school together. We knew each other from elementary school, but we didn't go out on an official date till after college. And we were making out, and I'm begging. She's like, no, no. And I said, come on. We're not in the third grade anymore. And next thing you know, it's like, bow, bow, bow.
Yeah.
And I was getting down to business. You need smooth lines like I have.
Like what? Give me a line, Rory.
I got a boner. Just walk up to a girl. If you walk up to a girl and said, I got a boner, to like 100 of them, it'll stick with one.
Yeah.
And then she'll be like, really? Let me see it. I promise. Try that.
I
got a boner. One of them will bite.
And get like the little retard voice going, so maybe there's a little sympathy in there.
Right.
A little tinge of sympathy. Mm. I got a boner.
You know what, Rory? I'll give you this. Every girl that I've had sex with has, fucking attacked me.
Right.
So I have a problem. I have a problem with, you know, approaching people, I guess. I think you're right on that point.
Where do you, if I can ask, what do you do when you're not doing the radio show?
I jerk
off. You
work
at a place where there's a lot of...
No. No. No, all dudes.
That's not good.
It's called Chippendales. It's off of Jericho Turnpike here. No, kidding.
Jesus, that's horrible.
That was a bad one. Hold on.
Does Ronnie Beans get laid?
Hookers, I think. Does he? I don't know. I don't know if Ronnie Beans gets laid. He's a mystery, too. I don't know.
I thought you guys all hang out together. That's, like, part of the fun of the show, that, like, you envision what you guys do when the show's not on. Like, you go hang out and...
No, not really. I mean, Rocket goes his separate ways. Ronnie and Beans and I play some golf every once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah,
we don't really like seeing each other that much.
I like seeing you, Karen.
It keeps it fresh.
It takes away the whole illusion of it.
I try to hang out, but they're like hermits.
Really?
Yeah, it's you know, I don't know. I just have a really different personality from them, too. Mm. Well, Ronnie Beans goes out, but Ronnie Beans 90% of the time just likes staying in his house. But when he goes out, he goes out.
We have a buddy from high school, and he still lives at he lives with his parents, and he's like he's almost 30. Wow. And we're not sure if he ever has gotten laid, to be honest with you. We think he might have gotten this one chick in high school, but just gave up on busting his balls about it. After a while, it's probably just annoying for him, as it must be annoying for you.
Now you don't know if he got laid or not.
No, and you know I don't. One time I got wasted, and I asked him. I was like, "Come on, man." Three times later, what? And he was getting all uncomfortable, so it made me think that he didn't.
No, he totally didn't get laid. If he got uncomfortable, he didn't get laid.
Yeah.
Nah.
That's fucked up. Well, you're like 10 years away from the 40-year-old virgin almost, right?
Yeah, man. I'm going to make it.
Don't say that.
No, you have a radio show.
I know.
How about that slutty DJ chick you had on a couple of weeks ago with the huge knockers?
Oh, Nikki Reed?
Yeah, she'll give it up.
Dude, she's 19.
So?
19? My friend, that is 2 years probably over the legal age limit.
That's tighter than a dolphin's butt.
Too many, if you ask me.
Yeah.
That's dolphin ass.
She's an old hag.
She's an old hag.
Well,
she is.
Roy, I'll give it to you this way. Within the last couple months, I have some options out there. I have some nice options. Let's put it that way.
We need to get that lunatic radio comedy show you guys have been talking about for months.
Yes.
Me, Osechek, Gogan on the bill. We'll bring, as Scott likes to say, mad bitches up in there.
Yeah. That's what I like, mad bitches.
We'd love to do it, but there's some, like, you know, issues with it.
What's up with that? Are you guys going to...
We're thinking about it. It costs a bunch of money, so it's like some things behind the scenes we got to work out. We got to figure out.
It's a lot of money that we don't have. That's how it breaks down.
I've got my big show this weekend.
Ooh. Yeah, let's talk about what Rory's on the air
let's talk about real shows.
Rory has a gig this weekend in North Carolina. Rory, why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, it's this Sunday night in Charlotte, Mother's Day. It's Mother's Day night. Fresh Faces of Comedy is what it's called. We're having six comedians. Moms get in for free. And if you mention Lunatic Radio on there, if you're a lunaticradio.com listener, I know there is a Carolina crew. You get in for only $5.
Oh!
Everyone else, $10. Oh. For you guys, $5.
That's right.
My mom is going to be there. And let me tell you, when she starts having some of that liquor, the panties go off much, much quicker, is what my father tells me. So...
That is a hard
come on out and see her dance on tables.
Yeah. What's the name of the joint, Rory?
It's called Club Eden, E-D-E-N, and for directions and everything, their website is www.ateden.com, A-T-E-D-E-N. It's a really nice place. It's normally a big nightclub where they have, like, you know, dancing and shit. So
that's
we got
great.
The whole place, lots of drink specials.
Talent. $5 for lunaticradio.com listeners to go to Club Eden on Sunday night, everybody, there in Charlotte. When's the gig start?
Starts at 8 p.m. Doors open at 7:30. Even a couple of guys, like LKN Jedi, he emailed me or said something on the message board that he's going to try to get a whole crew out there. So if we have some lunatic listeners, I'll take some pics.
Nice.
Call the drunk call hotline. Oh. We'll try to hook it up.
That's awesome.
Sounds good to me, player. It sounds like a little event you got going on down there.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's myself and another guy are promoting monthly shows.
Yeah.
Place Eden. So we're pretty excited about it.
Good
we
stuff.
We had a good turnout the last month. So.
Good stuff.
That's awesome.
What else you got after that? Anything? Or are you just, you know, doing it one gig at a time?
After that, the following week is the week of the Charlotte race. And over at the Comedy Zone in Charlotte, we're having a NASCAR night of comedy. that I'm hosting, and we're going to be taping that for TV. And that show is going to be awesome because they're going to have six headlining comedians, and they're all going to be doing racing type related material. So I guess if you're not a big NASCAR fan or race fan, it might not be your cup of tea.
Yeah.
But it should be sweet. There's going to be TV cameras there, so some drivers going to be out there.
And if that airs on TV, what channel will that air on? Speed Vision?
Speed Channel, they own the rights to a lot of our programming. But we want to try to sell it to Comedy Central. So,
ooh,
we'll see. It'll probably just air on the lunaticradio.com net.
You get huge ratings, man.
Woo!
Yeah, we're not.
What I'm doing, I got a couple of my friends from NASCAR are going to help tape the show this Sunday. With a couple of cameras, and we're going to have good quality audio. So I'll send you guys a DVD of the show if you want to play any bits or anything this Sunday.
Very nice, Rory.
We're going to hook it up.
Yeah.
Lauren's, she's a little mad at me, I think, right now.
Yeah, but how's she looking?
She's looking pretty good right now. See, I have a secret plan. The reason I don't help with the baby at all is because it makes her move more. Hence, she gets some more exercise.
Right.
So I'm like, I'm trying to help you, honey.
Right.
But, yeah, she's a little mad at me from over the weekend.
What'd you do?
I mean, nothing really. I called her a fucking cunt face one time.
What? She got angry over that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hormones. I think she's just a little sensitive. But I just said, hey, you fucking cunt face. Could you get any fucking fat? And she's coming over right now.
Oh my god!
I'm just joking. I'm not being serious.
No, I mean it's just funny as hell, though. I mean, oh, by the way, my producer here, Rocket, had a dream about you for some reason.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I mentioned it. So wait, what kind of dream did you have?
Well, what happened when I first of all, my dreams are ridiculous. Like, I'll have dreams about, like, a fucking toaster, and then that's it. You know, like, people have all these crazy dreams of, like, them falling, and they go to these websites, and they find out what the hell it means. Now, I have, like, stupid dreams, like, you know, me kicking a soccer ball or something. But the other night, I had one. For some reason, I was with you and your wife and Coop, and we were like, at a block party. And nothing much was going on. We're just kind of like hanging out. Like, we're over like the table getting some potato chips or something. And I really don't know why. But, you know, all of a sudden I think my brain kicked in. Like, what the fuck? You're having a dream about Rory. And I woke myself up. I'm like, okay, I'm focusing too much on the show now. So I just kind of like woke myself up out of it. But nonetheless, I had a dream about you, Rory.
Well, if I come home and you're sitting on my sofa and my wife is duct taped, I'm going to be a little mad. That's all I know. You're like, yeah. Boy, just sit down. We have to go play a little game.
Catch Rocket in the kitchen power jacking.
Or like, remember, was that like 1 hour photo of Robin Williams? And like in that dream sequence, he was like at the house, like taking a shit in their bathroom.
Yeah.
And like smiling.
Big Italian dump.
That would not be good.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, Rory, is your wife still breastfeeding?
No, she doesn't breastfeed.
Oh no, is she still producing milk?
We bottle feed, so I mean, her boobs were like hurting her at the beginning. She didn't feel like it, so.
Are they still producing milk?
What's that?
Are they still producing milk?
I don't know. Let me.
Yeah, go check.
Are your breasts still producing milk? He said, no, not really. I wouldn't know. I haven't gotten near him in like a good 2 months.
Really?
Yeah, she could have a penis going on down there, and I wouldn't know about it. So.
Better check that out. So the gig this weekend is Club Eden, everybody. www.ateden.com is the website. The festivities begin at 8 p.m., right?
They begin at 8, you can show up 7:30, doors open, so come on out. It'll definitely be a good time.
Word.
Bring your mom, mom's getting for free. So.
And if you mention lunaticradio.com, people, it's only $5 to get in, right?
had $5.
$5.
And Rory will let you touch his hammer.
Yeah, sure. Why not? My mom will be there. And like I said, she is loose. All right?
Jesus Christ. What do you mean?
Yeah, Lauren will not be there. She will be with the baby, unfortunately. Oh. A couple of people, more people are interested in seeing Lauren than they are me.
Yeah.
Those are the emails I get. Like, your wife is so funny. Does she do comedy? Because you were talking about her in your comedy act. She was in the crowd, like, making jokes about you, and they were way funnier than your act. I'm like, all right, thanks.
That makes you feel good, huh?
Now, she is funny. So.
I think we should put Lauren in a top 8 instead of Rory.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen.
Put her in the top 8. She, like I said, she's mad. I get real frustrated when the baby cries, and she says I get too frustrated. So she says the technique to make them stop crying is to like rock them gently. I just yell at them to stop being a pussy.
Way to go, Dad. Way to go.
Stop being such a pussy.
I'm like, come on, boy.
Grow up.
Be a man. Gosh, you would think you're getting circumcised again. Grow up.
All right, man. Rory Karf, thanks again for coming on the show and saving us.
I don't know if I did that. You guys kick ass.
Yeah, right.
Which means sucks. Yeah. So
we'll call the drunk. I'll call the drunk callers. I'll try to get my mom.
Yeah. That'd be great.
That's my goal.
Yeah, I think
I'm gonna get my mom on the line so I get back in your top 8.
I think kick ass means you suck in comic talk.
Yes, that's how it translates.
No, see, this is why you're not getting any poonanny. You're too hard on yourself. You got to build yourself up.
That's right. I get hard on myself.
First on the inside, and then it'll project on the outside. That's what my therapist told me for years.
Yeah,
really? That's a whole nother segment right
well,
there.
Well, that's another problem, Roy. He just doesn't pay attention. Like what you just said, in one ear, out the other. That's another problem of his.
I got ADD.
Perception. You could have a perception. You could be like, oh, we have a crappy internet radio show. You could be like, we have the number one internet radio show on all the internet. Hundreds of listeners. Chicks are taking the top off in our message board room or whatever. We have great comedians on that love porn stars. You could be like the number one player instead of a player hater.
Roy should be our agent.
Yeah.
He makes us sound good.
Fucking Tim Robbins over here. Not Tim Robbins. Who's that fucking...
Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins.
That big mouth.
Yeah.
And Tony Robbins.
You guys have a good show. Good gig going.
Oh, thank you, Roy.
Well, I'm glad you think so, Rory.
This is all for his top 8.
All right, Rory, we're going to let you go. We got to do a break because we have your other buddy coming on the line with us pretty soon. Josh Gogan.
Okay. Oh, nice. All right. Tell him I said what's up.
Yeah, word up. Rory Karf, this Sunday night, everybody, at Club Eden in Charlotte, North Carolina. www.ateden.com is the website. The gig starts at 8 o'clock. If you're a lunaticradio.com listener, just mention it at the door, and you get in for $5. Simple as that. Rory's a funny guy. Go out and support him, and call the drunk call hotline if you see him, all right?
Take care, guys.
All right, Rory. Take care of yourself.
All right, later.
Later. Right. Rory Karf, funny guy, dude. I like Roy, man.
He's great.
I really do. He's a fucking easy guy to talk to. Always a go-to guy. He's like the fucking reliever. You know, when your show's going bad, when your radio show's going bad, you bring in the fucking relief. Fucking Rory Karf.
Yeah.
There you go.
I think he's better than that other guy. What's his name? Scott Frederick, who we got on sometimes? Yeah,
he's coming back on the show, I think.
Yeah. Scott out!
All right, we'll do a break.
Sure.
Stick around, people, because we've got some drunk calls to do. I got a bunch from Vox. Vox is our model.
Really?
Who's on our website, and she has like all these friends who are hot.
Yeah.
And they all called the drunk call hotline.
Nice.
Yeah, and Ronnie Beans called the drunk call hotline, too. And we also got to talk about obscure porn sounds. All right. Yeah, you can't go a show without porn.
All right.
All right, let's take a break. Back at more lunaticradio.com show, everybody, right after this.
You've heard them on the show with their song, Hate This Place.
Hate this place!
Now get connected to the music of 9mm Solution on the web at 9mmsolution.com or on MySpace at myspace.com/9mmsolution. Download songs, check out tour dates, bios, and more at 9mmsolution.com. When all else fails, choose the music of 9mm Solution.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
Radio is on the TPS Radio Network.
TPS Radio Network.
Listen live every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern to hear Kieran.
Dude, if what's his head made, God, what is the name of the movie with,
Ronnie Beans.
What's in Ottawa?
Like, you go to the run restaurant in town, and they just have lunch.
Who is the chick with the big boobs? Remember the blonde?
Oh, Leslie Easterbrook.
How'd you freaking know that name?
I just did.
And Rocket.
How about them apples?
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Good one, Rock.
I'm trying.
You got talent.
I'm trying.
I'm seeing it.
Can't make it Monday night? No problem. Just go to the lunaticradio.com website to download the show.
This is Jenny Blowjob, and you're listening to Lunatic Radio, and I suck, and my teeth don't spring.
LunaticRadio.com, Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern on the TPS Radio Network.
TPSRadio.net is the home for the wacky hijinks that is
Lunatic Radio.
When you're not hanging with Kieran, Rocket, and Ronnie Beans, take a little more time out of your narcissistic life to listen to more great TPSRN programming. Check out more zany comedy on the Craig Coleman Show, in quotes, the Kelly and Alana Show,
true stories of Kelly and Alana's South Bay adventures,
and see what piece of studio equipment self-destructs on Brian Scott's two-hour allotment of airtime.
I don't know if you can still hear me out there, but Ray, my main computer just took a big, gigantic shit.
Find out about these shows and more by clicking on the shows link at tpsradio.net. More of the lunaticradio.com show coming up.
Nice. What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show, CKY. I'm your host, Kieran McCann. Alongside me today is the producer, Ron.
Lunatic's looking fine, as always, I like to say.
Yeah, Lunatic's looking hot in the chat room.
Bras aplenty.
I want to thank Rory Carr for joining us on the program. You're joining us on the phone now, everybody, is our buddy Josh Gogan. Josh is a comedian out of North Carolina. Played a cringe humor show. He also writes for cringe humor on occasion. Log on to cringehumor.com, funny site. Joshy, what's up, Pella? Pella.
Fella. How's it going, guys? I never know how to say hi to you guys, because every time I say hello, it always comes out awkward, and then there's a long pause, and I feel goofy. So.
That's where we're good, making the guests feel awkward. We are the pros at that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to hammer that one out.
Yeah. Sounds like you're on a good phone.
Yeah. Am I on a good phone?
Yeah, you are on a good phone. It's not breaking up.
Good. Yeah, I'm on a landline. Good.
Yeah, that's the problem we have when we do these phone call interviews. So, Josh, what's up, man? We haven't talked to you in a long time.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to be out of country for a couple weeks, so I figured I'd give you guys a call and say hey and, you know, just make my presence known.
That's right.
That's right, Josh. Where are you going?
I am going to Japan for a couple of weeks.
Whoa!
No shit.
Yeah. My wife's in grad school, and part of her program is a international trip. She chose Japan, and they said I could go too. So, woohoo!
Whoa! So you're just gonna hang out in Japan for a couple weeks?
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's gonna be awesome. We're gonna go to like a sumo tournament, and you know, but it's a business thing too. So we got to go to all these businesses and stuff, which some of them are kind of cool. You know, we're gonna go to the fish market and eat fresh sushi that was just caught. You know. Hours before, and you know, but some of it's going to be like a paper factory, so who gives a shit about that? But
yeah, well, you get some nice material, man. Have you ever been out of the country? You've never been over there, right?
I've never been over there, but I've been to I've been to Mexico, which I guess is a requirement, and I've also been to I also went to Europe last summer.
Really? So I've never been out of the country. Is that weird?
It's a little weird, especially if you go to a country that doesn't speak English. You know, Spain was all right, and Italy is. I recommend Italy. You got to go. You know, the history there is amazing. But France was just it was a little awkward because nobody spoke English, and we're having lunch in this little restaurant thing, and our waitress doesn't speak English, and then halfway through our meal, she just leaves and goes next door to the store and shops for like half an hour.
Really?
Back, yeah, and then comes back with bags of stuff and goes, hey, you need anything else? Where you been?
Yeah, we were trying to eat.
Yeah.
Trying to get my grub on, you know, shopping.
And I was a little disappointed, too, because I've, you know, I'm looking at the menu and I ordered, I forget what I ordered, but I try to get an authentic French meal or whatever, and it comes, and it came with a side of French fries.
Ugh.
And I was pissed off about that. I don't care if you really eat that shit here. I eat it back home. I don't want it.
Right.
Go get me something goofy.
Josh is a buddy of ours. Been friends with us. We met you through Scott Osagic, the world famous Scott Osagic. We always used to poke fun at Josh being Scott Osagic's friend.
The other guy.
I'm Scott's sidekick, apparently.
Yeah. Robin to his Batman.
Yes, or the Tonto to his Lone Ranger.
But Josh is a gamer, everybody, and he's a gamer in this way. He partakes in a drunk call hotline.
Ooh.
Now, Josh this week apparently was at... apparently you have a brother who graduated from something?
Yes, he graduated from college this weekend.
So Josh calls up on the drunk call hotline, everybody, and just, I don't know, just starts fucking riffing on some shit. Hopefully you can hear this, Josh. I'm going to play it now, and you can comment after it's over. It's about a minute 35.
If I can, I remember most of it, I think.
All right, here we go. This is Josh Gogan's drunk call from over the weekend, everybody.
Lunatic Radio, this is Josh Gogan calling. It's Cinco de fucking Mayo, and I'm out here in Greenville, North Carolina, which you don't know is a shitty little college town here in North Carolina where I've been drinking because my brother's graduating tomorrow. And let me tell you something, I am pissed off to be out here because this place is fucking bullshit. If you want a table, there's some drunk cocksuckers by me too. If you want a table that is packed with hot chicks, all you gotta do is send me over, because I am fucking pussy repellent. I will send them away like you would not believe in the blink of an eye. And you know what? You know what bugs me the most is that they're not even discreet about it. They just walk away. They just walk away. You know, disgusted at me, like I'm some fucking, I don't know, deformed cocksucker or something. And let me tell you something, I understand I'm married, I don't need the pussy, but I want it offered. It's the offer that matters, you know? It's like you're on a diet and you're at somebody's birthday party, you want to be offered a piece of cake, you can turn it down. You can say, no, I can't. Thank you for offering, thank you for thinking of me, but I can't do it. But no, that doesn't happen in this situation.
No.
I get turned down. Kieran, you know what? You and me, we're all alike in a lot of ways, and it pisses me off, and... you know what? I'm going back in, and I'm going to go drink some more. And I'll talk to you guys later.
Josh Gogan from this weekend. Josh is pissed off because he's like me.
I'd be pissed off, too.
Well, it's like you were explaining a little earlier about how, you know, it's you hate having to be the one on the prowl, having to go, you know what? Here's me. How you doing? Can I buy you a drink? You want him to just come up to you and go, hey... Hey, I was noticing you across the bar or something like that. You know what I mean?
By the way, what does a deformed cocksucker look like?
I have no idea, but apparently it's not pleasant. If you go out drinking with me, make sure you take me to the right place, because I could be a happy guy. But if you take me to a dance club or something... I get angry and bitter, and I get angrier the more I drink, and I'm just sitting there, you know, stewing about it. But then, I mean, to be honest, I am a very low self-esteem guy, and to be in that situation where you realize that you wouldn't have a shot with any of them, even if I'm walking through shit and gold,
yeah,
it wouldn't matter.
Dude, I totally know where you're coming from, dude. I'm the same exact way. Like, if when I go to a club... I get fucking pissed off as soon as I enter that door because everybody's in these fucking tight shirts, all jacked up, all these fucking Italian guys, you know, and then you have like all the chicks who are like fucking like almost naked.
Right, swarming around them.
And I'm rolling in there with my fucking button down and jeans and loafers, and I'm like, I have no shot here. I'm just going to get drunk and pissed off.
Yeah, you go like you, and if you is not good enough because you don't have a flipped up collar and goofy shit in your hair.
Yeah, don't drive an IROC.
Right, and you look around, and you look around the room, and half the chicks don't have purses because they know that the guys there will buy him shots. Fuck them.
Exactly, man. Exactly. Josh and I are going to hang out.
Exactly. We're just going to we'll probably get into a lot of trouble, though. It's not gonna be pretty because we'll feel each other.
Josh and I can go hang out at some bar in like Manhattan and clear the place of chicks.
Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll just sit there afterward. We'll smoke a cigar and say, you know what? This empty bar is a beautiful place.
That's right. We'll just get all liquored up.
The whole night, though, it was a little weird because I'm over having a drink and I turn around because there's a little commotion and I see my brother, you know, in a scuffle at the door. And apparently what happened was one of his friends was getting kicked out. So another one of his friends was checking to see what was going on, and they pulled out the pepper spray and pepper sprayed him, which, you know, got in the guy's eyes. It got on my brother. He didn't get it in his eyes or anything. So they're pepper sprayed, and they're, you know, washing themselves off in the rain that's going by in the gutter and getting in the truck, and I just sort of stumble out going, oh, well, I guess we're leaving. Party's over.
That's
and
funny.
We get back, to my brother's house. And you know, the guy with the pepper spray, he's in agony. The one guy who got kicked out originally, he's puking his guts out. And I go inside and say to my brother's girlfriend, you know what? I don't give a shit about him being pepper sprayed or him puking. I want to know where this little tiny scratch in my hand came from.
That's the good thing about being a loner. You never get involved in those scuffles. You know what I mean?
Right. It was weird because I couldn't even claim that I was trying to stay out of it because I had no idea what was going on until it was over. You know, they're like, where the fuck were you, man? It's like, I was drinking. What do you want?
What the fuck? I'm at a bar. I'm supposed to drink, not fight.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to, but I've never been in that situation.
For some reason, every time, like back when I was younger, every time I'd go to a bar or I'd go to like a party or like a college party and then a fight would break out, for some reason, I was the fucking tool some guy used to fight the other guy with. You know what I mean? Like, the guy would take me and throw me into the other guy. Like, I'm the fucking baseball bat or something.
Like, we need to start the fight. Kieran, go!
Or I'm like the fucking guy who gets sucker punched.
Oh, Jesus.
Always.
I've never been in a fight, you know, like an actual fight. But, I mean, it's like, I don't know, there's something about it that, you know, when I drink, part of me wants to get into it, but I've always avoided it, and or I've narrowly, you know, missed it. It just kind of goes on behind me, and then I turn around and it's over.
Yeah, that when I've been in fights, they're just like one punch and I'm out. I'm tapping out.
That's probably the best way to do it. If you don't have a good, you know, hook, then you might as well just take one and tap
right.
out.
Right, if I don't get that ball shot in right off the bat, the game's over.
Aw, oh, man, you're cheap. You go for the balls.
Of course, I'm fucking short.
Nothing.
Of course
what
I'm going.
What do you do?
I fight dirty, man. When you're my height, when you're Josh in my height. Josh, you're like my height, right? You're about 5'7", 5'8". Yeah, we go for the balls. We fight dirty. Us little guys fucking fight dirty.
All right for the balls.
Yeah, we go for the fucking right. shins.
You strike first and you strike hard because that might be the only one you get.
Right. But most of the time when I got into a fight, either the guy hit me in the head and I was tapping out, or like he just smacked me kind of hard and I ran away like a pussy.
You know, you guys are most of the ones that break in with the chat room stuff, but Gone Postal is standing up shaking her ass, and I think Dildaughter just picked up a dildo. I'm not sure.
What? Who, what?
Wow, a little update.
Forget about the show, let's look at this.
Chat room update, everybody. This is like when, you know, 1010 wins in New York City does the traffic report.
Yeah.
We do the booby report.
On the tens.
Yeah. We have some ass play, I think, in the chat room.
Yeah, and I'm glad I get to see this, because what always happens is I leave, I'm going, you know what, I'm going to bed for the night, and that's when the tits come out. That's when, you know, Fox and Hobbs go at it. That's when the blowjobs happen and the, you know, clam gagging contest start.
You know, right? I think you're right, Josh. You are chick repellent.
I am. They're waiting for me to go. They're private messaging each other going, we'll do it as soon as Gogan leaves. That's what we'll do.
I'm afraid of Gogan. I don't want to show anything when Gogan's here.
I mean, I understand. I'm a little creepy, but Jesus Christ, I'm not going to kill you. I look awkwardly and drool, but that's about it.
A little masturbate or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, she does have like a dildo. I think Kildota does. Looks like the dildo baton is being passed around amongst the lunatics. Now it's on to Kildota.
I really want to see Gompulsel's ass, by the way.
Yeah.
She's one of our listeners. In the chat room.
Yeah.
And she's about to show her ass. I kind of really want to see it.
You want? Whoa, there's a little bit. There's a little cheekage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Here's the thing I've noticed about these chicks, though, is they like to go in little tiny baby steps towards it.
Yeah.
No, Fox is the only one that just spines on the cam topless for a half an hour. But everyone else just kind of shows you a little, then a little more, then a little more. It makes poor John have to beg for it, and that makes me sick.
Yeah, well, Vox is like a major leaguer. You know, she's a professional. She goes right for it. She's like the Barry Bonds of the fucking chat room.
Fire in me. What the hell is that?
I don't know. Somebody's holding up a bottle that says fire in me.
There's a guy in the chat room's like, take it off, and in parentheses, when Gogan leaves.
Chat room feedback.
Love it.
You guys will all find out what that's about when I go to bed tonight.
Josh Gogan equals rat poison.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, you got like a week of gigs coming up at some place, right?
Ooh.
Well, not for a month. I'll be in Knoxville, Tennessee in June. Let me punch up my website and see my MySpace page. I'm sorry.
I believe it was like a whole entire week.
Yeah.
You booked like a week of gigs at a joint, right?
Yeah, June 7th through June 10th in Knoxville at the Comedy Zone.
Nice.
Look at you.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Kick some ass.
Hopefully I won't have too much, you know, stage rust from not going on for a month, but we'll see.
Yeah.
It should be okay. And by the way, I heard Rory talking about how, you know, everybody's obsessed with the top eight, and he said, you know, maybe it's these nerds who just want to feel like they have friends. And I kind of agree with Roy. That's why I'm kicking him out of my top eight.
Oh! He's getting the boots!
I'll be holding auditions for top eight tomorrow.
Oh!
Rory Karf, top eight repellent. He's out. Kick him out.
We should all replace Rory with Lauren.
Yeah. Put his wife in your top eight.
Yeah, she talked to me more during her pregnancy than he did, so who gives a shit?
Yeah, Rory who?
Oh, man. All right, Josh, man, we'll let you go. Have a safe trip over there Hong Kong or wherever you're going.
Thanks, man. You guys have a good rest of the show. It's picking up.
Word
them up.
We're trying.
MySpace.com/Josh Gogan, everybody. Log on. He's got a pretty cool MySpace page, too. He does this shirtless douche of the week. He's got some crazy shit going on there.
It's great. Makes fun of the MySpace. Gotta love it.
It's funny stuff. All right, Josh.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, take it easy, man.
Take care, man.
Later.
See you.
Josh Gogan, everybody. Funny guy from North Carolina, comedian. He's played Cringe Humor shows. He writes articles for the cringehumor.com website there. Pretty good stuff.
He's awesome.
Funny guy, Josh.
I want to go to Japan.
And we're the same type of dude.
I want to go to Japan. It's supposed to be fun there.
Yeah. I don't want to go there.
You ever see Lost in Translation with Bill Murray?
Yes.
Like, from that movie, I was like, damn, I want to go.
By the way, that's the greatest movie. The greatest opening shot, I believe, in a movie is Lost in Translation. I believe the opening shot was Scarlett Johansson's ass.
I love it. Oh, she looks good in that film.
Fucking A.
She
man.
Looks like she's like a little drugged out. And
yeah.
There's something hot about that.
That's what I love about Scarlett Johansson.
It's like, she'd just be like, listen, I just want to bang you up the ass. She'd be like, oh, whatever. It's like, great.
Yeah, just do it quick, man.
Yeah, it's just whatever, you know.
That's what I love. That's what I love about Scarlett Johansson. She's like that fucking space cadet that you want to bang. You know, that chick that's just like a fucking airhead, but
Now, would you want that in the chick? See, now let's...
Airhead?
Some space cadet chick.
No.
See, so...
But Scarlett Johansson's different, man.
Why?
Because she's a fucking actress and she's got a lot of money.
Wait a minute.
By the way, shut up. The way, fucking Lindsay Lohan is hot as balls. I saw her on the Today Show this morning. Hot. Lindsay Lohan is back, people.
Really?
She's back.
Really?
Really?
The fucking anorexic chick is gone.
Really?
The hot Lindsay Lohan is back. You know the little pudgy one?
Sure.
She's back.
Nice. A little meat in there?
I know it because I saw her being interviewed by Matt Lauer on the Today Show this morning when I was waking up. Hot piece of ass. Welcome back, Lindsay Lohan, to the hotness. Love you. All right.
So, hey, back to Scarlett. So, you just bang her because she has money. That's what you were saying.
Scarlett Johansson, no. I would bang Scarlett Johansson because she has that innocent look to her. She's not, she's a little airheadish, but she's got a little sense to her. You know what I mean? She gives you that vibe, that fucking weird vibe, dude.
What's the weird vibe?
The weird vibe is like, you know, I'm a little airheadish. I got a little smartness to me, but I don't like to fucking show it. You know what I mean? She's got that innocent fucking smart fucking vibe going. I love it. I'm in it. I'm in it to win it.
You make no sense.
I know.
You're all over the place.
She's got that innocent vibe going, man. I'm feeling out my fucking judgments.
You got nothing.
Innocent vibe. Scarlett Johansson, I'm in there.
So you would bang her?
Yes. Of course I would.
Well, you were just saying before you wouldn't, because you're not going to bang an airhead.
No, you think of airhead, you think of stripper airhead.
Oh.
That's what I was thinking. You know.
You're so fucking picky, man. After fucking 8 years, just get it out of your goddamn system.
I do it my way.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. We got porn fucking obscure porn noises coming up. We talked about this on last week's show, how Ronkin and I sometimes watch the pornos, and the pornos we watch have like fucking obscure fucking sounds in them.
Right.
Like a fucking car driving by and shit. So I got some examples of that, and we gotta do. Oh, we got all the drunk calls to do still. We got a Hannity Combs fucking clip I gotta play. I got Race Car Johnny with the Race Car Johnny NASCAR report, and a whole bunch of other stuff. People, we still got some more. I gotta talk about John Daly and his fucking gambling.
So
habits.
Let's get to it.
We got like a 4 hour show going.
So let's go.
All right. So let's take one more break, and we'll come back.
Last break.
Yeah.
So let's not.
We're coming back, and we're going to do fucking an hour of radio.
Okay.
All right. So here we go.
You're the boss.
Taking a break.
You're listening to Lunatic Radio.
Now Sunset Thomas knows I don't get laid. This is great.
That's the thing. Everybody knows you don't get laid. You practically wear it like a t-shirt.
I know. All right.
Anytime you need some sex talk, just give me a call.
Come for the hijinks. Stay for the porn stars.
It's LunaticRadio.com.
You're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Holy Christ, where's my radio talent?
Now with 20% more self-loathing.
Yo, this is Rocket from Lunatic Radio. Listen to the show or die. Biatch!
Hey, this is Ted Stryker. The good news is you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Criminals and crazy people.
The bad news is Ronnie Beans is taking your sister to the prom.
You're starting to freak me out.
And he's already promised her a happy ending.
LunaticRadio.com. It's Lunatic Radio.
We have sort of a problem here.
Yeah.
.com.
Karen, I want you.
There it is.
Karen, I want you.
What up, everybody?
Lunatic Radio, they're from New York or something. I think it's like XM or iPod radio. I'm not even sure. It's not like, I don't know.
Yeah! Yeah, Filter, everybody. Chemical Brothers, right?
Sure is.
All right, LunaticRadio.com, show back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Trunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666.
Do something funny.
Say something funny, Mikey.
Because we got nothing. Gotta get rid of it.
On next week's show, everybody, porn star Ginger Lynn on the program.
Really?
Yeah. I believe so.
And Scottso.
Scott's coming on next week?
Isn't that next week or two
no,
weeks?
No, 2 weeks.
Two weeks?
Yeah, Ginger Lynn. Funny how Ginger Lynn, porn star, having her on the program next week, and it's funny how she was just on the Stern show.
Hoo-hoo.
How's that happen? It's the second time it's happened. with us, with these porno girls.
Well, I mean, in all honesty, I think we just, like, we're up on the, in the times. Or someone's tapping into our resources.
Doubtful. Just eliminate, I'm fucking erasing that last line from the show. That is completely ridiculous.
You never know.
It's just the second time. It's just a coincidence. No, I know, we had Kendra Jade on like a fucking day before Howard had her on.
Yeah.
And then, you know, now we're having Ginger Lynn on and fucking Howard had her on fucking last week.
Hoo-hoo. Fred, check out these guys on Lunatic Radio. Hoo-hoo.
And I looked on his website, Howard Stern's website, and Ginger Lynn rode that fucking machine he has. I don't know what it's called. It's like some fucking machine.
Yeah.
And she got like some orgasm. I wish I had a budget.
I just want to have chicks have orgasms on this show.
Yeah. All I could do was like bang her with a fucking highlighter. That's probably all I could do with her. Bang her with a highlighter. I don't have a fucking Sabian, you motherfucker.
You can't even afford a Sharpie. Yeah. All you could do is the 39 cent highlighter.
I could bang her with a number two pencil. That's all I have. The fucking exciter with. I don't have fucking charm. Fucking Howard's got machines and shit.
Number two pencil challenge.
He's got fucking naked shit all over the place. He's got fucking lubes and shit. He's got fucking Baba Booey running around.
No, you got his
with fucking watches. I'll give you a watch if you show me your boobs. I don't have that.
I got paper clips and a tape dispenser.
I got porno on the internet that I can jack to after the show. That's my excitement. That's all I can hope for.
We're giving away porno that Kieran downloaded before.
Yeah. I'm burning copies of porno to give away to my listeners. That's what I got. Fucking, I don't have Tag Heuer watches. I don't got that shit to give away. I don't know budget. I can barely afford fucking light bulbs. Howard's got fucking Sabian things. He's got a fucking apparatus that just makes girls have orgasms. Fucking $500 million this guy's got.
What do we got? 2 cents.
I got 2 cents in a fucking $8,000 debt.
Oh, we have the Filthy Elvis CD to give away.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah, we're going to give that away too. Anybody want the Filthy Elvis CD? Who wants? All right. Anyway, enough of bitching about Howard. So, Ginger Lynn, porn star, hot
coming
chick.
On.
Next week.
And I hear Scotso is going to be on Howard Stern going on the orgasm apparatus.
That's right. Josh Gogan will be taking a dildo to the ass on Howard Stern's show next week. I believe Josh Gogan's going to be playing anal ring tours on Howard Stern's show. Howard 100, everybody, next week. What do we got?
You just advertised Howard Stern.
Did I?
Well, what, you know, I'll say Howard 100. I don't know. I guess. You know. Yeah, whatever. 0822 XM.
I don't care. I know. I don't care. We have the porn stuff.
Yeah, let's try doing a show.
The obscure porn thing. We were talking about last week how Rocket and I watch porno that has like obscure noises in the background.
Right. Well, it's not like we prefer it, but it just tends, because of all the porno we watch, it tends to happen.
All right, here's the clip from last week when we talked about it. Why okay. explain it now? We yeah, just sure. played the clip.
Okay.
We're lazy. I was going to get some Jenna Jameson and Tara Patrick stuff, but I don't like how they play the music during the porno scenes. Like, you know, they have the music going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it when it's just dead silent.
This is why I love DVD porn now, because now they separate the audio tracks. You get the full mix with the music. They actually give you the option of just the music for some reason or another. Mm. Or you could just get the vocal audio, which is what I love. And I just highlight that one. That's my favorite. Because I don't want to hear the music.
I don't want the music.
I don't
want
to hear this shit.
I don't want to hear this during my porno.
It's like, oh. It's not even really. It's
I
like,
just want silence. I want to hear, like, in some of the pornos I watch, I can hear, like, guys, you know, working on a house next door. You know what I mean? Like, construction workers. I can hear, like, police cars flying by. That's the kind of porn I like.
All right.
Here we go. I got examples of obscure noises in porno. Here is the first scene is two chicks and a dude. Listen towards the end. It's kind of funny. Fucking ambulance. He you hear it?
Yes.
Yeah.
That is so hot.
How funny is that?
Ambulance smut.
That's the kind of porno I watch. Two chicks in a fucking apartment banging some dude, and there's a fucking ambulance going by. That's classy porn. That's what I want.
I thought when I first started playing, I thought it was John on one of his flogging little like exhibition jobs. It sounded like John for some reason.
Here's the next example. It's just a guy and a girl banging in an apartment again.
Ooh.
On a couch.
Ooh. Okay.
Fucking dog barking.
Reality warning.
How great is that, dude? How fucking great is that? That's realism right there.
That's real world porn.
That's realism right there. There ain't no fucking Tara Patrick fucking Zulu shit. Some sort of fucking trance music going on as she's getting railed. We got a fucking dog barking in the background as this chick's getting banged on the couch.
Don't they just want to call cut, do the scene over? I mean, come on. Get the dog.
Hell no, man. Time's money.
Shut up.
Let the dog bark. Fuck it.
Someone will like it.
You know, her moaning made the dog bark in the backyard.
Yeah. Someone will get turned on by that. Keep rolling.
That's what I fucking want in my porno, man. I want silence, and if a fucking car drives by or some dude's building a house next door, so be it. Now, let it fucking happen.
Does that ruin your night if you blow your load while, like, the dog's barking? Do you feel bad in the morning? Do you feel a little less, you know, good about yourself the next day?
Like you're neglecting the dog or something?
Well, no, it's like, damn, I jacked and there was, like, a dog barking. That's not good.
By the way, that first clip I was playing you, the two chicks and a guy, when that fucking ambulance happened, I was watching that, and I was trying to, you know, work the magic with that one. And as soon as that fucking ambulance started, as soon as they hit the cum shot and the fucking ambulance starts coming, I started fucking chuckling. I was like, what the fuck is this? It's the fucking ambulance blaring. Like the fucking, the key grip had a fucking heart attack, and there's an ambulance coming. What the fuck is going on, dude? Can you fucking get some soundproofing?
Close the window!
Yeah, I mean, go to the fucking Marriott, get a fucking hotel room that's like in the middle of the building so there's like a little soundproofing or something, and film it there. It's like the walls are made of paper. Where do they film this shit? By the way, where do they film this? Like in the fucking Compton? Where is this? Where is this stuff
it's
being filmed?
Central.
Every single, this is like from a series, I don't know who puts these together. I think it's like Naughty America. That's the company that makes these little ones that I watch. And they're all like that. They're all in a fucking apartment, and there's always something going on in the background. Like a dog. There's like a dog in the living room.
So maybe, that's their niche.
I don't think so.
Like real world smut?
Because in some of them, I can't find the clips, but. In some of them, I've heard, like, honking horns and shit. Dudes hammering. I've heard dudes hammering. It's fucking crazy.
They're going to have one where you're banging here, like, the school bell ringing in the background.
By the way, if you're a dude out there listening to the program or a chick, and you have some porn with obscure noises in it, please send it in to us. Because this is a little bit I want to do. Because this shit's funny to me. I don't know why. It is. So send in your clips, your porno clips with obscure noises. Could be a dog barking. Could be like a fucking dude like knocking on the door or something. Something weird that happens. Some sort of noise in the background that you just wouldn't expect to happen. You know what I mean?
Could be John screaming at lunaticradio.com.
Could be that. Could be that.
Get Jenny Blowjob screaming fire from the distance.
By the way, did anybody hear the Fat Kev remix?
Yo, what's up? It's Fat Kev.
I just gotta play it up to when he says Fat Kev being a pussy.
Yo, bitches. What's up? It's fucking Fat Kev. Fat Kev loves fucking vagina.
He sure does.
Kev likes vagina. Fat Kev ain't no pussy.
That's my favorite part. Fat Kev ain't no pussy. Oh,
Fat Kev's the man.
Oh, man. There was a clip. There was a weird clip from the Sean Hannity show, Hannity and Combs show this week on Fox. You ever watch that?
Nope.
You went to the Bill O'Reilly stuff?
Nope.
No? You don't watch any of the fucking cable news channels?
Absolutely not.
Well, Sean Hannity, Hannity and Combs had some fucking religious chick on.
Ooh.
Apparently, this lady is like a head of some fucking protesting group or something. They go to like funerals of soldiers that died in Iraq.
Okay.
And it's really fucking, but they like make fun of them or something. They say he's a warmonger or something at the fucking soldier's funeral.
Wow.
They hold up signs saying this guy's, you know, the soldier's an evil dude.
That's fucked up.
And these are Americans, by the way.
This is fucking people have just way too much free time on their hands.
Yeah. So this is a clip from Sean Hannity, Hannity and Combs. It's fucking bizarre. You know, religion is great when taken in moderation. That's what you get from this clip. So here we go.
And welcome back to Hannity and Combs. Today, more than 1,000 family and friends attended the funeral of Iowa Army National Guard Sergeant Daniel Sesker. He was killed in Iraq earlier this month. But as they filed into the funeral, they were confronted with protesters carrying signs with anti-gay slogans and words like, "Thank God for Dead Soldiers." Members of the Westboro Baptist Church have been protesting military funerals since last June, but today's display came just one day after Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack signed legislation that specifically bans disorderly conduct within 500 feet of a funeral or a memorial service. Joining us now from...
Isn't that crazy, dude?
It's fucked up.
How fucked up is that in fucking the United States of America? When you got somebody fucking trying to defend this country for, you know, your rights, and you fucking go to their funeral and fucking call them a bastard.
That's going
to
be you if you keep up this fucking streak of not having sex. You're going to turn into one of these psychopaths.
Dude.
These people have no fucking lives. So this is all they do is make the lives difficult for everyone else. They're like, oh, you know, I'm miserable. You're going to be miserable too. I'm going to make you feel miserable because they don't get fucking laid. You're going to turn into one of them. Right now I'm saying it. You're going to turn into one of them.
What are you talking about? No, I'm not. I'm not into religion.
You will. You will.
No,
you will.
I'm not gonna
You're gonna
be
become
again.
This religious freak.
I'm not a dude. Because, believe me.
Because you're gonna run out of options.
Oh, shut up.
Baptist Church. Shirley Phelps Roper is with us. You feel good about this? You feel good about going to the funerals of men that put their lives on the line for their country to give you the right to do this, and to put pain, and to inject pain into their families' lives? This is something you feel good about?
I feel good about warning this nation that the wrath of God is pouring out on their heads.
So you want to...
All right.
Wow.
It's fucking 2006. If you used the phrase wrath of God, you're a fucking lunatic.
They will not obey. And the Lord your God is punishing this nation, and he's doing it. One of his weapons of choice is sending your children home dead from the battle. So we're there to help you connect the dots. And what I feel best about is that in spite of the fact that those legislative Taliban in Iowa passed an unconstitutional measure to try to stop us from putting the cup of the fury and wrath of God to your lips and making you drink it.
You're obviously
that we were doing it anyway. All right.
I love it.
That was awesome.
Hannity and Combs get into this fucking chick, man. Alan Combs has the greatest line coming up.
Now, look, you want to make your political and religious point, and you want to you want to inject pain and heartache. I can't think of, man, I'm going to be honest, we've had a lot of nutty people on the show over the years. You are as mean and as sick and as cruel as anybody that I've ever had on this program. Ooh. And the fact that you use religion to justify your hatred this way is frankly, it's mind-numbing. Do you really believe when you hold up your signs, thank God for IEDs that innocent people died, thank God for September 11th, thank God for AIDS?
There are no innocent people. Thank God for 9/11. Thank God for dead soldiers. Thank God for IEDs. There are no innocent people.
And you believe all of that?
What the fuck does that mean?
Is this lady like one of those cat ladies?
What is she talking? There are no innocent people.
What is that? Yeah, what is that?
What the fuck? Like, is she isn't innocent? Does that mean she isn't innocent? What does that mean? Like, what? What? It's so like bizarre.
She just puts words together and just hopes for the best that the sentence makes sense. I think that there's things in society that are fluffy.
There are bad people out there.
Do you mean things that you're saying can bring back a single one of those soldiers?
Hang on a second.
Or bring back a single 9/11 victim?
I got a question for you. You thank God for 9/11. You thank God for AIDS. You thank God for dead soldiers that give you the right to be a fool?
I thank God for every single one of his righteous judgments that he executes upon a rebellious
nation. Hey, Shirley, it's Alan Combs.
People who will not obey.
What's the matter with you?
What is the matter with you? Why won't you just obey? The scripture says
who
if you obey,
the Lord your God
will bless you. If you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, then he'll curse you.
Shirley, I want to be very clear here. Your church, hold on a second. Your church,
it's
you call
curse.
It Shirley?
When your child comes
can
home.
Can you hear me okay?
By the way, Shirley, we're disobeying everything right now because we have naked chicks in our chat.
Yeah.
Shirley.
Yeah.
Come on our show, Shirley.
Yeah.
These people are brain dead. Some of these people, man, they go crazy with this religion stuff. Religion's great, whatever. Believe in something, right? But fucking A. Slow it down. You're overdosing on the religion, people.
I can hear you.
Your church is called the Westboro Baptist Church and not associated with any mainstream Baptist organization. It's mostly your own family members in this church.
She has a cult. That's what it is. She has a fucking cult.
You and your father, Fred Phelps, hate not just gays, you hate Catholics, you hate Jews. Your father referred to the Holocaust as minuscule, led a protest at the Holocaust Museum in D.C., said Jews are the real Nazis. You are an abomination. You ought to be ashamed of yourself. You're an embarrassment to this nation.
Well, I'm glad
the way you behave toward soldiers who risk their life for this country, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
What you need to do is line your notions of what an abomination is up with...
How the fuck can you form a church with pretty much just your family?
How do you line your notions?
Yeah. When they start using words like abomination, I'm like fucking out of the conversation.
Stop putting big words together, trying to make sentences. I don't like it.
That the Lord your God has put into the standard that he put on what an abomination is.
You know, I'm glad to have you on television because as Louis Brandeis said, Shirley, sunlight is the best disinfectant and you need to be disinfected.
Oh, that's a great fucking line right there, Alan Combs.
Yeah.
I don't really like this guy, but that was a great line.
That was good.
Let's rewind.
You need to be disinfected. This is sick, the things you're doing. How dare you do this to the families
of
our soldiers and to other Americans? How dare you do this?
At us. How dare you fail to obey the commandments of the Lord your God and bring his wrath down upon not just your own head,
but
the heads of these young men and women who have been cut off by a raging mad God. Described
I don't respond to you.
So
I don't have to answer to you. I answer to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Fire coming out of his mouth.
You have said...
That's your God. How dare you invoke the God of Abraham, Isaac,
and Jacob. All right, that lady's just fucking
wow.
nuts, dude. That's just the... come on, man.
Can we get her on the show?
No. That lady fucking takes religion to just a bizarre fucking place.
I love to have her on the show and like every 2 minutes be like, oh, look, so one of the lunatics are showing boobies. Oh, look, someone's showing their ass. Oh, look, John's flogging himself.
Wow. Yeah, evildoers. That's what we are. I love that fucking line, though, by Alan Combs. You need to be disinfected. You need to be disinfected. That's great.
It's just, I can't even comprehend how people can be like that. They're so focused. You know, like, just like everyone else around them is like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
And they're so, like, just, you know, the horse blinders are on. And they're just focused on this, like, you know, no. God created 9/11. What? Are you insane?
For some reason, just recently, in like the last 10 years, people that are like really religious have become really bizarre to me. You know what I mean?
All right.
Have you noticed that? It's like almost a trend in society. Like people that are like really religious are a little bizarre.
And it happened the past 10 years.
I'm serious.
Yeah.
It seems like that's the fucking tone going around. Like back in the 60s, when you went to church every day and you prayed and whatever, it's fine. That's the way it happened. That's the way it goes. But now it's like, it's a lot different now.
Well, you know what I think it might be? It's a lot easier to get on your little pedestal and be heard, you know?
Nowadays,
you know, like even like because we're like podcasting now and things like that, the media is a lot easier to get your word out. Mm-hmm. And once these like, you know, these, and also all these news channels are always in competition with each other. So they're always looking to one up each other.
Yeah.
So of course, they're going to do a little more research to try to find that loony bin out there. Because they know this chick's crazy.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why they got her on. They're not trying to set her straight, quote unquote. They can give a shit less. They're just, the bottom line is they're looking for ratings. Now, this isn't to take anything away from that she's a psychopath and she should just be, like, exported.
Well, they should have had her on because she fucking, her little fucking church group there went to fucking the funerals of dead soldiers and protested against the dead soldier.
Oh, without a doubt. Oh, listen, I'm not taking, I mean, she's a fuck up. She should be, taken out to the Atlantic Ocean and left there to figure it out on her own.
One bullet in the back of the head.
But you got to admit, you know, all these fucking stations are trying to one up each other with the next crazy loony bin.
Oh, that's cable news.
I mean, I wouldn't want to. If I had a station, I wouldn't want to have her on. Fuck you. You're not going to get your time.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You're psycho. Go fucking rot somewhere.
Psycho.
She is.
Yeah, she is. All right, ridiculous. Drunk call time, everybody.
Hey, here we go. There's a segue.
We have, psychos. We have naked chicks in the chat room. Gone Postal, please just show me your ass.
I want to give a shout out to Sabrina Killdaughter and Gone Postal tonight. All looking fine. Sabrina has fantastic cleavage tonight. Yeah. I am thoroughly impressed.
I tell you what, I am very proud of the nice beaver we have listening to the program.
Yes, we are very proud.
All right, Ronnie Beans called in. He's the co-host of the show. He did a drunk call. He's on vacation somewhere. This is what he had to say.
All right. She's drunk dial like number four or something. I don't know. Figured I'd call and give you a holler at the end of the night. I'm going to just fucking trash. Trizzled and trashed. All right, I'm going to throw it on speakerphone. Alright, speakerphone. You want speakerphone?
Yeah.
I'll
be back.
Yeah, hey.
Who's this guy?
Well, turn it on. Drink it and brew it. Hook it up with mad bitches. And, my boy Steph just got freaking busy on some nasty bitch. Freaking fat motherfucker. That'd be a slumming and
Ronnie Beans is down south somewhere, banging fat chicks.
Yeah, you bullshit. Know. Get over here and talk about the freaking fat bitch you were fucking. Okay? Beans is up on this bitch. And she had three chins. Yeah, you know, but she was pretty good looking. You know, she had a good attitude.
Oh, dude. Ronnie Beans' buddy there just sold Ronnie Beans out. Ronnie Beans was hitting on a chick with fucking three chins, right? He's like, yeah, it was fat chick, man. She had three chins, but she was pretty good looking. No. Three chins, too much. That's two chins too many.
Oh, stop it.
Please? And, yeah, the girl was fat and everything, but, you know, she was all right.
Yeah. That means she wasn't all right. She was all right. Like, no, that means like, you're not all right.
They're trying to make a positive. Well, you know, she had a nice personality.
Yeah.
So funny and drunk.
He's trying to make her look good, but it's just not working. Oh, Bina. That's funny.
Yeah, you know, think of DeMaio wearing a sombrero, drink tequila, and true and freaking Mexican chick. But, hey, Steph. Yeah.
I guess this is another one of Ronnie Beads' friends coming over?
One of his cohorts?
Yeah, you're trying to incriminate you because he's screwing nasty bitches. Come here.
Sorry. But, you know, happy Cinco de Mayo, everybody. And, I don't know. I'm gonna go get busy. All right. So later on.
Was
I'll
that?
Give you a holler in a couple days.
That was Bina. Right? That is Bina. Oh, yeah. Bina's getting laid.
Wow.
Bina got laid.
Wow. Look at him.
Bina got laid.
Off in Portugal. He's getting something.
Right.
Wow. And he drops two octaves when he's hammered.
Yeah.
You hear that shit?
Dude, he was really hammered. Bina's banging a big chick.
Hey, listen, man. It's still quality. Hey, no.
I'm proud of him, man. Go get it, Bina. Go get it.
That means it's a more cushy vagina. That's what that means.
It's like a luxury car. Nice seats.
You just
comfortable back seat.
You just curl up in them. And
she's got
all
comfortable back seat.
You're all roomy,
spacious trunk.
It's like, oh, I could just curl up in a ball here and just feel all comfy.
Mm-hmm. Put her in cruise control.
What?
I don't know. I don't even know what that means. How do you
that
do
is that? Nothing.
All right, Chris from somewhere.
Hey,
he left us a drunk call.
Yo, yo, yo! This is Chris from somewhere reporting live from somewhere. And, you know, I know it's kind of a wacky show or whatever, and, y'all get, you know, don't really get serious, but, you know, I'm with one of my buddies, from Endicott, and, hey, how's it going? Sorry about that. And, it's kind of somber, but, I wanted to give you a little taste of, what he's just been through, and I think it's worth airing, and, regardless of how you feel about, you know, the war, and, a lot of people feel...
Uh-oh.
Get what's going on, but I'm gonna hand over the phone to him.
Okay.
And he's a little drunk, you know, we're getting fucked up, but
so good.
I just wanted to do that, and hopefully y'all air it, and it's pretty serious, it moved me. So anyway, hold on.
Hey, 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 what's going on, folks? This is Tommy C from fucking Bingo Town. How y'all doing tonight?
Right.
Have some beers. Hope everybody's enjoying the high gas prices today, but I got a cool question for you. I was an Iraq veteran from 03 to 04, operated in Iraqi Freedom, to civilians. And I just got kind of curious down here going to school on the GI Bill. Why is, live in New York, why is gas prices about $1.60 over what it's supposed to be? And why is ExxonMobil CEOs making record profits while there's supposed to be a supposed energy crisis going on? Well, everybody's suffering at the pumps. You got guys over in Iraq, there, American boys dying. For what? I don't know. I was there in 03 when we were storming our way to Baghdad. I can't figure it out. I got a head full of bad memories that I can't escape. Can't drink myself enough to forget shit. All I got to do is say, hey, thanks a lot, President Bush. You fucking squared us away real good. And I got much love for my country. I love my country. I'm proud of my service. I love the guys I serve with. Y'all have a great night. Take it easy.
Awesome, bro.
Not awesome for him. He's got nightmares.
Well, but yeah, but he represented, man, and he spoke the word.
Yeah.
Fuck these fucking Exxon motherfuckers. I stopped using them. Mobil and Exxon, I refuse to go there anymore. To any of their gas stations. I'm doing my part.
Yeah, well, what can you say? You can't argue with the kid, man. He has some good points. He went through some tough shit. You know what I mean?
No, totally.
Way to go, George W. Ugh. Whatever. That guy's an idiot. I don't care if you voted for him, if you didn't.
Yeah.
We all think he's an idiot. Believe me, I've spoken to my father about this.
Yeah.
And he's a staunch Republican. Uh-huh. I mean, like, worse than, like, Bill O'Reilly, like, 100 times fold.
Okay.
He hates Bush.
Really?
Hates him now.
Was he down to, like, 32% popularity?
Oh, yeah.
And that 32% is probably, like, his, like, family and friends voting for him.
Yeah. Like, my father is so Republican, he won't watch, like, Chris Matthews. Because Chris Matthews is sort of to the left.
Okay.
A little bit. He won't even watch him. If Chris Matthews comes on TV, he tells my mother, shut it off.
Real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Shut it off!
So he's hardcore Republican. And he said he doesn't like, so there you go. And he still doesn't like him.
My mother's always telling me shit. He's fucking nuts, my dad. Yeah.
Yeah, that's sad, though. I mean, you know, that's tough. But, I mean, he does make some really good points. And, you know, I the little things you could do, like, just fucking avoid Mobil and Exxon. Because, yeah, they made like...
record profits
billion last year,
mm-hmm.
which was like, I don't know, some ridiculous times amount, like 10 times the amount they made the prior year or some shit like that. It's crazy numbers. And it's like, it's just right there in black and white. And it just doesn't make sense that this shit's being allowed to happen.
Conspiracy. John from Orlando, bringing back the funny. Here we go.
Yo, Karen. We're drunk. I'm called Stephanie, and we're drunk.
Yeah, so is John.
God damn it.
Fuck you. My truck, kitties.
This guy's a flogging pimp.
I want you. I want you so fucking bad.
John from Orlando has the fucking craziest life, dude.
He's nuts for a fucking wizard.
This guy is out with chicks every weekend doing crazy shit.
He's razzmatazzing chicks that want to flog him.
John from Orlando, if you're a new listener to the program, he's one of our fucking dedicated listeners from Florida. The guy is fucking A-game, and he's you wouldn't expect him to be out with fucking hot ass fucking broads every
weekend.
Wait
a minute, be nice.
No, I mean, he's like me, you know, he's like a normal dude. And this guy's hanging out with fucking Playboy Playmates.
All right, just refer him to be like you just insulted the poor guy.
I know, I'm sorry, John. I gotta bring it down to my level, player. You know what I mean? We're playing on the same field. Me and you. We're playing against each other. This guy's winning.
Or with each other, depending on how your night rolls.
Whatever.
We're out later.
All right, Johnny boy. Johnny boy, always out with hot chicks.
The flying
I'm
going to
call him John from Orlando, a.k.a. wizard slash player. That's a little too long.
I like flogging pimp.
It's a little too long now. That long.
Yeah, it's too many slashes.
Too many.
And you got to start throwing in a.k.a.s and slash.
Yeah.
And there's commas. When you have a name and there's commas involved, it's too long.
John, little pimp hand strong.
Little midget pimp hand strong.
Wizard hand strong.
Wizard midget.
Little Pimp Hand Strong. I don't know what to call him. John, you got too many fucking names. Eliminate him.
And now I'm hearing in the message board, like, Beer Elf is now becoming an option. A Beer Elf? He's the Wizard Midget Beer Elf Flogging Pimp Hand Strong slash AKA guy from Orlando.
The next call is from a guy named Mac Man.
And stuff.
Hey, this is the Mac Man. In some desolate shithole in Louisiana, sucking on a drive-through daiquiri.
What?
And I'll be goddamn.
What the fuck is a drive-through daiquiri?
Is that like a some sort of like slang for like a bad hamburger or something?
Isn't that fucking alcohol? You can get that in a drive-through.
And what is he doing drinking a daiquiri?
Yeah, you know? In Arkansas. Yeah. You gotta be drinking like Miller Lite.
Get like a Mai Tai or something, whatever.
Fucking Natty Ice.
Damn if I can't get in your chat room right now. I swear to God. I feel like beating this computer with a fucking axe or something like that, or maybe running downstairs and smacking the hell out of the guy that works down there.
Dude, this guy's got problems.
He's upset he can't get into the chat room.
He's driving he's drinking a drive-through daiquiri. I don't even know what the fuck that is. And he's trying to get into our chat room to listen to the program.
And he's aggravated, which is the craziest part.
And he lives in Louisiana. He's got problems.
That's a lot of issues.
That's a lot of issues.
Mac Man, the first problem is, by your name, the main reason why you're probably having troubles getting in is because you have a Mac. Macs don't do well with anything.
Isn't that just his name?
Well, it could be because he likes Mac.
I don't know.
Computers? I don't know. Maybe.
You're rushing the judgment.
I'm sorry. Sorry.
All right. Here we go. Vox. Vox and Friends.
Oh,
Vox
fun.
And Friends.
That's Vox good. And Friends.
It's Vox and Friends.
It's the Vox and Friends hour.
Yeah. Vox and Friends were out partying this weekend. They left us 4 drunk calls, so here we go.
Holy shit. Vox sent me, and I'm like fucking frass off my ass right now. I'm drinking Old English 800 malt liquor, 40 ounces style, motherfuckers. And it's like, whoa, shit, dude. I'm going to take a shit right now.
That's no drive-thru daiquiri.
Ah, that's some college education.
Yeah, shit, mother. I'm like fucking like drinking this like motherfucking like. Yeah, motherfucking like. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So hold the fuck on. Dude, I'm getting more drunk by the fucking second.
Yeah.
This is a hotline, so you better be hot. I just burped. I burped twice. Sucks for you guys, okay?
Yeah.
Peace out, motherfuckers.
What? That chick is so hot, dude.
Who in the what?
That chick is hot.
Really? Yeah. Was that Vox? That didn't sound like Vox.
Was that? I don't care who it was. Oh. That chick's hot. She fucking waxed poetic right there.
Really? And, yeah. And the whole belching part really just set you off.
It's fucking hot, dude. The girl fucking spat out some lyrics right there. That's a fucking song right there. Put that to music, what she just said.
Okay.
This is Fenrir from the Pie and That Girl's calendar. I was sitting here in my box.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Say hi to everyone. And
yes. That's what we like to hear.
Hot chicks. That fucking gives me a rod right there. When you got hot chicks fucking drinking up like 8 states away and then screaming the name of your radio show and that it rocks, gives me a rod. What do you think, Rock?
Well, you know, I was just thinking about that.
Comment.
Considering the show kind of sucks, is it still a no rod zone tonight?
Dude, if you sport Rod, this is going to be the worst radio show in history.
I've been watching Sabrina, and I'm just kind of like, yeah. Is that bad?
By the way, Sabrina, I think you have 2 queen beds in your fucking hotel room. Because you got some fucking things on your... You got to shoot those. You got some fucking bears or something on your bed. I don't know what... Like, couch pillows. What are those? Throw me one of them.
All I want to do is, like, right now, if I could be given one wish, I just want to reach my hands through the chat and just... I just want my finger to poke them. I just want to, like... And my finger to kind of, like, go into them. I just want to, like, poke, 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 poke.
Sabrina stole some buoys. You got buoys on your chest. And I want to Baba buoy them.
The SS Montana needs its missiles back.
I want to Baba the buoys. I want to Baba the buoys. Baba buoy. Baba buoy.
Holy cow.
I'm an idiot. Do you believe I went to college?
I want to take a nap in those things. I just kind of want to like lay my... I could take a nap.
I want to get a bed sheet and just put it over those boobs. Get a pillow and comforter and just go nestle up.
I take the sheet and like, you know, tuck it under the mattress because I want to make it all nice and neat. I could tuck it under.
I'm going to call 1-800-MATTRESS and tell them that you stole their fucking bedding.
Holy cow.
Sabrina's got 3 beds in that hotel room.
Seriously, though.
2 on her chest and 1 she's laying on.
If it wasn't for Kieran calling this a no-rod zone, I'd be rocking and rolling right now. I'm telling you. Holy shit.
I want to get some lettuce, tomato, fucking throw it between those two. I'm going to have a Subway sandwich.
Little mayonnaise in there. Yums. Yums galore.
By the way, if you're just tuning into the program, we're talking about a girl's boobs that's on her in her chat room. And she's got you. God damn. Where's she from? California?
I think so. Can we get her a ticket? Can Ray front us some money? Get her over
Florida? Is she from Florida?
No, she's West Coast. She's up Northern California.
I don't know what she's eating, but she's...
She's eating nice.
They're growing the boobs good,
man,
out there.
It must be that water.
Whatever
up there.
State that is.
Holy cow.
Must be the temperature. That's what I'm thinking. I don't know.
Oh, you know, speaking of which, if you're just catching that show, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't know why you say that.
What?
Because it doesn't make sense.
What?
If you're just tuning into the show now. It's impossible with any of the ways you hear our show that you'd just be tuning in middle of the show.
Whatever. I just say shit.
Well, I like correcting you. Makes me feel even more, you know,
more
higher than you.
Vox and Friends. Here we go.
Oh, yes.
Hey, this is Miss November from the Time That Girl's calendar. I was sent by Vox. We're all at a party and we're not wearing pants. No, we don't have all the Time That Girls here. Hey, here's Miss December. Say hello.
All right, you want me to fill you in on that real quick?
Hello.
It's almost done.
We love you. Lunatic Radio Rock.
Okay, go ahead.
Tie and Mac girls. You know, that was a calendar that Vox was in. We still have the get a piece of that. But there's a calendar that Vox was part of. That's how this all first started when we got to know Vox in her little modeling career. So for all those who are wondering, what the hell's Tie and Mac? There's a calendar and Vox is in it. Yeah. I believe she is, I want to say September, but I'm probably wrong. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nice little calendar.
Okay, last one from the Vox and Friends.
Hey, Kieran, this is Leia, the Tiamat girl.
All right, hold on. What was that?
Hey, Kieran, this is Leia, the Tiamat girl's cover girl.
Leia.
And it's no pants day, so we're all partying here at Tiamat. And just wanted to let you know we're thinking about you. And hope you're having a good no pants day. Bye.
All right, we got to find out who Leia is on the Tiamat fucking calendar thing. Oh, that was hot. All right, and the last drunk call we have of the night for this week, everybody, is from Wolverine in Atlanta.
Hey, it's Wolverine from Atlanta. Kieran, I just got to say, I just heard the show. I don't know how you didn't bang that broad from Iowa. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Is this heaven?
You know,
What?
Nothing.
I believe you have dead hookers buried in your basement. You must. There's something wrong with you. And on top of it, how the fuck did I get beeped on the drunk call hotline? You beeped me on the drunk call hotline. That's impossible. Alright, whatever. No, later.
It's not impossible. I beeped he was ripping on that dude, and he told that dude's mother to get breast cancer. So I bleep that.
Yeah, we
why bring his mother into it?
Yeah, that's not real.
That's why I
bleep. We appreciate your tenacity and go-to-itness and gumption and all that, but we need to assert some sort of level of control.
Yeah.
Even us, Lunatic Radio, the retards that we are.
Leave families out of it. All right?
Yeah.
That's why I bleeped him. Yeah. Wow, we've done a pretty long show and it's been really shitty.
Yeah. Can we talk about those fun bags some more?
Nah, not really, because the people on the podcast don't care.
Oh, that's right. They don't like that stuff, so we can't talk about that.
No, and that's understandable.
Yeah.
I understand.
Absolutely.
But Sabrina from wherever you are, Sabrina from somewhere. Ooh, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Is she a teenager?
That was the fucking worst thing ever.
I'm dropping the hammer.
No, you're not.
That was the wrong button.
That was so stupid.
Oh, hold on.
That was stupid. What are you doing? I was wondering where that was going. I was like, that's a long way to get nowhere.
Yeah, I'm doing the hotties of the week. All right.
Really? Let's get out of here. It's time for lunaticradio.com's hotties of the week. Hotties.
Yeah, hotties of the week time, everybody. Hotties. 3.5 hours this show's been. It's Hottie of the Week time. This is when we pick a chick from World Entertainment Team or Hottie of the Week. It's a pointless segment. Do it every week. If you're in the chat room, post your Hottie of the Week and we'll read them all.
Yeah, that's what we do.
That's what we do. I'm going to go with... wow, man.
What?
Her boobs are huge.
Oh, we'll see. Well, I hate you.
Sorry, man.
You're right in the fucking front of my face. Well, I was saying it before, but I can't talk about it. No, we're not going to talk about it. But you know what? I want to talk about it. I'm saying it.
Holy Christ, how fucking...
Almighty.
You have like an amplifier built into your voice
box. Maybe I do.
Holy Christ, is your voice
loud. Fucking ridiculous. If I want to say something, I can. But if you do, it's okay.
I did it quickly.
Oh, that
hottie of the week. I am going with Sabrina. No? Can't go with Sabrina. Can I go with Sabrina?
I don't mind. I'll let you.
You know what? Who do I want to go with?
You know what I'm going with? Did you shut up? Oh, yeah. Can't keep lowering my mic, did you?
Go ahead.
I'm going with Kelly Preston, believe it or not, this week.
Really?
You know why? I was watching Sky High yesterday. And not only was I watching Sky High, but I watched it in its entirety. And 99% of the people listening to this probably have no idea what the hell that is. That was a movie that came out about a year or two ago with Kurt Russell. And they were like a superhero parents. And their kid went to Sky High, which is like superhero high school. It's like a Disney film.
Oh my
film.
God, yeah, I know what you're talking
about. And I watched the whole thing in its entirety.
The only reason why I kept watching it was because Kelly Preston was in this great, like, you know, like superhero outfit, but it was skin tight and her fucking tits were like popping out. I was like, this is great.
Right.
So you know what? She's my hot of the week. She's a little bit of an older chick, but man, she was looking fucking hot as balls in that fucking outfit. So I'm gonna give it to her.
All right. Jedi from the message board is gonna go with Sabrina's flapjacks.
Her McGriddles, her Pop-Tarts. What else is he calling them?
Those things, that is bedding. That's what I'm calling it. Bedding.
That thing is... That's like high-end bedding. That's like Waldorf Astoria bedding.
That is a sofa. That is a recliner. I am in there. Is she alone in that hotel room?
I think so. She's asking me to slap you, but no, he might like that, and I don't want to go to his gay side, so...
I swear to God, if you put a mountain in front of her boobs... All right, this is what I'm saying. If you put a mountain in front of her boobs, it would kind of look like the sun's coming over. It's so big and round, it looks like the sun's peeking over.
That was profound.
Yes.
Hey, our buddy Psychedelic Germ from, are you ready for this, Singapore. For all you new kids, you got our buddy over in Singapore checks us out. He's going with the hottie, Rayon Kadena, and I agree. She is a fine Asian piece of ass.
Are you kidding me? Somebody's hearing my voice in Singapore right
Dude,
now?
Dude, he's been listening for actually quite a long time now. He's on the board and
well,
all
not
that.
Live, right? What? Never live.
Yeah, I think this is the first time he's in the chat room. I think you're right. So, Psychedelic Germ, buddy, what's up? Thanks for checking out the show live over in Singapore. Must be like 4 in the morning there.
Yeah, maybe he's hammered.
Something like that. Hey, since you're there, Psychedelic Germ, check out Sabrina's fine cans. That's fine American grade A tittage right there.
You know what?
Enjoy, buddy.
I'm going to break the rules. Sabrina, I'd love to go with your big boobs, but I'm going to go with Kill Daughter because Kill Daughter sent some pictures this week, right?
Yeah.
And she put a lunaticradio.com sticker on her butt, so I'm going to go with her.
And she got one of our hoodies, and it has like our logo on. It's crazy. Yes.
Yeah, she's got a hoodie. Look.
She's showing it off.
She's showing it off in the chat room.
Oh, look. It even has like the text of it on the back. We don't even know what it looks like. These shirts are existing, but we don't know what the hell they look like.
I know. Oh, that looks good.
That's nice.
Yeah, nicely. I like it.
Wow.
All right, everybody.
And she
looks
pretty.
Had enough show. We really didn't do a good job this week.
We
had
apologize.
A lot prepared and we blew it. Hey.
That happens.
The wind was taken out of our sails.
Yeah.
But I want to thank Filthy Elvis, everybody. FilthyElvis.com, MySpace.com/FilthyElvis. Funny guy. He's got a great CD. He does Elvis parodies. Very good, funny stuff. So go check him out. I want to thank my buddy Rory Carr for joining us on the program.
Yes.
MySpace.com/RoryVision. Go check him out. He'll be in North Carolina this weekend, this Sunday night at 9 p.m. at the Eden Club. Go check him out, 8 o'clock, right? 8 p.m. Start.
Yeah, sure.
Mention lunaticradio.com at the door. It's $5.
And hopefully he won't be in my dreams this week, because that was just obscure.
And Josh Gogan, another friend of the show, comedian from North Carolina. JoshGogan.com. MySpace.com/JoshGogan. Funny guy, go check him out. Josh is good people.
As always, I'd like to thank the Lunachicks. If you're not on the Lunachick slideshow, send me pictures. I want to add them. Because I want to stare at you forever.
Next week's show, we'll have Gina Lynn.
Nice!
And I believe we'll have another guest, too.
Ooh!
Two chick guests next week.
Is it just me and you again next week?
One more week of just me and Rocky.
That means more sucky radio.
I don't even know what to do. Should I prepare or not prepare? Because, I mean, like, last week I didn't prepare at all, and we had a good show. This week I prepared a lot, and we suck. Was it my fault we sunk this week? I think I got fucking...
Honestly, and you know I'll bash you in a heartbeat. Yeah, I don't think it was us this week.
Right.
I truly don't think it was us.
We didn't do it.
You know, I mean, it had its moments this week that we kind of picked it up. And then there was moments that weren't so good, but you know.
I think we sucked.
Yeah, it wasn't really that good this week.
Oh, by the way, our thread of the week is... You gonna say it?
Oh yeah, whatchamacallit?
I don't know.
Oh, the road whore.
This concludes the lunaticradio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at lunaticradio.com. That's THESHOW at lunaticradio.com.